I mean, is it not okay to admit on the thing that I panicked was going to toss? I have a half joint in my cigarette pack.
What'd you do? Are you crazy? Why'd you try to take that out in line? You did it in between lines.
I didn't even... Well, because that was the one going through the x-ray machine.
But you're already there in front of them.
You're right. Well, here's... I could have definitely pocketed it and tossed it without a doubt.
Yeah,
without
in
doubt.
Between. You got through that line, no, then you like, pull it out.
The thing was, there was no trash can there. No, right. I could have, like, discreetly done it right there. There was no trash can. So then it was just one of those things like, all right, let's...
Let's see.
I mean, I've always felt like the worst case scenario, you could be like, I didn't know it was in there and it's legal here.
Right.
Which is true.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was in there. Oh, thank God.
Thanks for finding me because I almost took it to somewhere where it's not
legal.
Maybe
I would have got in trouble. Yeah, yeah. And then that's what I figured is the back was at least default. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
It goes right through.
You do go right through.
Some glad morning. When this life is old, I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Christ the Lester show, I'll fly away, I'll fly away,
dead brother,
I'll fly away,
we'll fly,
I'll fly away, I'll fly away, I'll fly away, when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, I'll fly away,
yes, sisters,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to RHG vs. Captain Tank, episode 354. Fear of Flying with Big Jay Oakerson. Listen. Well, me and Jay did... I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I this is my last podcast I'm ever doing, I think, from my backyard. My beautiful, fucking amazing backyard. It's been so fucking cool to have this place. I'm moving. I'm moving with a chick. And I don't have room for everything, so I gave a lot of stuff away, but the backyard I can't take with me. I got a roof deck in the new place, but it's public. You guys, I know a lot of you probably are like not from Manhattan or from a big city, and you don't understand what it's like to not have any nature. None. You can't comprehend the living conditions in this city. You ever see Gangs of New York? You know how it was all like mud and everything? It's only slightly better than that now. The rats have taken the place. And to have just a little space, just a little oasis that I have here has just been so fucking cool. I decided finally to fix the thing up. I planted stuff, bushes and flowers and shit, and they're all just starting to bloom right now. Oh, it's so fucking great. Just to be able to look out your back door, your back sliding door, which no one has, and just look at open space instead of just a brick wall or a street with somebody getting stabbed right in front. So I'm going to have one last barbecue. Everything's pretty much out of here. One last barbecue. Joe List is coming over first. I think he'll be the first one here. And fucking, and then that's it. We've had some good podcasts from here. Davey Wester talked about cerebral palsy. Turner Sparks we did out here. Talking about trying to open up a soft serve truck in Shanghai. Louis Katz, we did half of his album review commentary. If These Balls Could Talk. I've had some good ones. I've had some fucking good ones. And... it's over. Maybe I'll do it on the roof. Maybe I'll do it on the roof of the new place. Who knows? Also, they don't allow dogs here, and I'm getting a dog. Anyway, let's do this one. Let's start this one. Short introductions today. Last time I had fucking 40 minutes, so today we'll keep it at 7 or less. Anyway, on today's podcast, I have Big Jay Oakerson. So... what you do with... Let me do an ad real quick. Oh, this is an easy ad. This is an ad I actually looked for because I used the fucking product. Casper Mattress. Casper.com/skeptic. Use the promo code skeptic. It'll give you $100 towards a mattress. Casper.com/skeptic. I'm telling you guys right now, they have this fucking copy for me to do. You spend a third of your life sleeping. Breathable design helps you keep cool and whatever. Casper offers a wide variety of other products, such as pillows and sheets. Guys, here's what I'm going to tell you from the heart. They gave me a fucking mattress to do this, to do an ad four years ago. And I've been sleeping on one for 4 years. I got another offer from some other mattress company, and I was like, okay, but like, and they're like, we'll send you a mattress. I'm like, honestly, my mattress is good. That Casper mattress I had is fucking great. And the only reason I'm not taking it with me is because I have a massive bedroom in my new place, and I want a king-size bed so I don't have to fucking sleep right next to the fucking woman. What is it about women that they're like, let's just ignore all the open space on this bed and get my fucking hot body heat right up in your fucking face. Oh, you like a cool breeze? That they have all this shit about cool mattresses. It said, what is it? Breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. But not when you have somebody fucking sticking their stomach in your nose. Oh, you're here. Let me fucking smother you with stale heat. Anyway, I got a king mattress, so there's fucking plenty of time. You know, there's a Bible verse of this guy. I forget who it was. Ah, I forget his name. But he was sleeping. It's just sleeping, not fucking. Sleeping with his friend's or brother's wife or ex-wife. And to test himself, he was like, I'll sleep in the bed with you, and I'll put a sword in the middle between us so that I'll know not to slide over and fuck you. Meanwhile, the woman is like, what if I don't want to? That didn't come up. It was back in the days where seducing someone was worth it. Casper.com/skeptic, by the way. And so this guy passed the test, but then there's all this like Rashi and all these people, commentary in Aramaic, which I can read, that says, it's a dead language and I can read it. Wasted education. It says that he shouldn't have tested himself. Why test yourself? You might just fail. Just don't even do it. Just go sleep on the couch. And the reality is, now that I look back on it, he was like, I've done it too. Where I was like, all right, I can't fuck, but let me rub the dick on the outside. Let me rub my dick on it. It's like, you know you're about to fuck. Why can't you guys both just assume? Just own up to it. You're gonna fuck right now. Anyway, so I've been sleeping on this Casper mattress, this queen-size Casper mattress. I'm trying to give it to a comic. And I can't find any takers. There's no place for a queen-size bed. A lot of times in New York, they're like, oh, it fits a queen-size bed. And like, how? You'd have to go sideways and put it right down where there's no room on either side. You have to get off on the foot of the bed. But I've been sleeping on this Casper mattress, and I'm telling you guys, it is comfortable. It has done me well for 4 years. I would keep it if not for that. The frame, the foundation, all of it is really good. So if you're looking for a mattress and you don't want to fucking go shopping for one, I'm telling you, the mid-level Casper mattress, they have all these crazy ones where you can like slide it up and stuff, you know, where it like makes you sit up in bed and all that shit. But I'm telling you, just the basic mattress, and right now you'll get $100 off. $100 towards your mattress by visiting casper.com/skeptic. So honestly, if you're in the market for a mattress, I stand by this one. They're great. Okay, so today's episode, casper.com/skeptic. So today's episode, do not address the following under any circumstance. Don't be an asshole, Ari. Just don't read it. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. Yeah, it's affordable. They cut out the middleman. You know how it works with drop shipping. It's like you don't have to actually pay for a storefront, so it's cheaper. So B and Big J, we're going to do a gig in Toronto. He was my surprise guest in Toronto. I didn't even say surprise guest. I knew both shows would sell out. But I've told you, certain fucking venues are important enough to me. Certain markets are important enough that I want to do you well. By the way, I have let me just do my dates real quick. I have the Aladdin in Portland this weekend, this Friday. One show sold out. So only the second show is available. The 26th of April. Then the 27th, I'm going to be in Seattle at the... It's going to be sold out by the time you hear this. There's like 20 tickets left. You probably get standby. There's always no shows. But I don't know how it works at theaters. And then I've got, for the next 4 weeks, I've got Calgary at Yuck Yucks, the 2nd through the 4th of May. Let me open my calendar. May 9th through 11th, Cleveland. May 9th through 11th, finally visiting Hilarities. Never been there before. These will all sell out. And then Omaha, May 17th and 18th at the Funny Bone. That one might not sell out. Who knows? That one might not sell out. And then in June, Columbus, Ohio, the 14th and 15th of... Oh, that's Shroomfest. It's okay. Saturday Shroomfest. It's okay. That doesn't mean anything. I can still do it Sunday and Monday. Shroomfest this year is June 15th, 16th, and 17th. Fucking for sugar. Oh, and I just added Cardiff. Cardiff, Wales. For the first time ever, I'm going there. It'll be the 25th of June in Cardiff, Wales at Glee. Tickets are available at arishafir.com right now, arithegreat.com. Oh, that should be fun as shit. That should be fun as shit. Also, Indianapolis on July 31st and the Turner in Milwaukee, August 4th. Okay. Let's start the episode. So me and Jay took a trip, and we just decided the whole time we were going to talk about travel, air travel, and just getting to the airport and all this shit. Big J. Okerson is one of the best comics in the country. His riffing is bar none. Top five. I always go conservative on these things, but top five. If you make me, I'll give you top 10 on crowd work. Rick Ingram might be number one. Big J is right there. He's amazing at it. And his half hour on Netflix is part of the series called The Degenerates. He's the first one on there, and you'll want to watch it because he's great. Go to Netflix, watch The Degenerates. It's 30 minutes of stand up, and he's fucking killed it. He was first. Also on there are Christina P., Big Joey Diaz, Lisa, Brad Williams. Oh, Yamanika. Everybody's been on this podcast. Has Yamanika not been on this podcast? I got to have Yam on. I've had Christina, obviously Diaz, obviously Big Joey, Brad Williams. We did in the front patio of the Comedy Store with his dog almost ate him. Yeah. Anyway, watch The Degenerates with Big J. So we decided to do this thing about travel, air travel. And we did it starting in the car to the airport. We did it at the airport. We did it in the plane. We did it in Toronto. I got to remember to record. So we talk about what the reception is going to be like. So at the very end of the episode, I'm going to play for you the audio of him going up, him getting brought up. And you'll hear the fucking response he got. We didn't know how it was going to go, so I'm not going to ruin it for you. But right at the end of the episode, I'll play it for you. I'll put it at the end of the episode. Too much editing to do it in the middle. If I have time, I'll do it in the middle. But it's already fucking Tuesday. I haven't put this podcast up yet. Guys, it's already 10. Let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 354, Fear of Flying with Big J starts now.
Side still,
yeah,
and don't jump right in the middle of the story.
I love it.
I'm leaving Dallas. Oddball tour.
Don't back it for these motherfuckers. They weren't here.
No, got it.
They weren't here. They should have been here.
Anyway, my flight was going to get into Canada. My chick was going to be right there.
Yeah.
When I landed, so she would have had my passport, but they won't let me get on the plane without. Even though I take their own risk, I said, "Well, look, if they have to send me back, they'll send me back on their own."
When you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take the risk. And they were like, we can't let you on the plane without the passport.
Wow.
So I had to just abandon that flight completely and then purchase another flight to New York. I flew back to JFK, had to take a cab to LaGuardia and meet Christine, who moved our flights
and then
back
had
like
your
an
passport.
Hour or two. And had my passport there, and then so I had to land.
I love the moments where you're like, it's not going to happen. I got to do something else.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I do?
Yeah, what's the next part of the plan?
It's like, I don't have time to cry right now.
And I remember it was some sort of important, it was in the winter time or something, I guess, it was the end of summer. Football was just starting. Because when I got there, it was a big thing about I was trying to watch the Eagles game when I got there. My plan had me so I could watch the Eagles no problem in Toronto.
Yeah.
The Eagles. And I got there, and we rushed and saw the second half of the game at Jack Astor's.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
congratulations. It's always a nice moment when you get in. You're like, oh.
At least you're like, you know what? Here we are.
Yeah. I didn't have one more than 6 months or something. Oh, I know what it was. I didn't have you have to have your, travel away from a country.
Yeah.
If you're going. You have to prove that you're going, from there to somewhere else within 30 days.
Right.
And I didn't have that. And we can't let you in. And I was like, well, I just don't know how I'm going to leave yet. Can I just do it later? What if I take a bus? And they're like, nah. I'm like, can I just do it though? And they were like, yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah. It was in Indonesia, but I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. But like, if they turn you around, it's not on us. I'm like, yeah, man, it's not on you. Yeah. And he goes, okay, then.
I like that. I like their concern that down the road, like, you're going to be like, you know what? Fuck that person at the...
Johnny Smith over there, he said I could. Like, what? What's the badge number? Find out for me, and I will press charges. For sure. When do you like to be at the airport? When do you normally get there?
About an hour and 15 or so before the flight, because I check bag.
Do you really?
So I'm terrified of
Why do you check bags?
Toiletries.
What? I have toiletries.
How big?
Under 6 feet or whatever.
Under 6 feet?
Yeah.
Under 6 feet of toiletries? I also have under 6 feet of toiletries.
I mean, I don't bring big things of, like, sunblock.
See, I bring sprays and all that kind of stuff, so I check always.
All right.
Also, I hate carrying my bag around the
airport. There's that, too. Yeah.
I always have a backpack, too. So, like, the backpack's with me.
Yeah.
And the...
It is nice, too, when you do have something like, they're like, well, you can go back and check it in if you want at the TSA. You're like, you know I'm not going to do that. You know no one has time for that.
I always check
in. And in what bag?
So I'm saying hopefully we get there in a time that I can check in. We've got 35 minutes, so I can't check my bag.
Oh, no way, really?
What time's the flight exactly?
3:40.
Oh, 3:40.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I have a little more than that.
Oh.
You said 3:30 at first, I thought.
So, wait, you can't check in your bag international?
You can't check in any bag anytime except within an hour.
You need an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, even if you like checked in online and said yes, bag, which I did not do because I didn't have your passport. I just gave up on that.
You probably didn't have my known ID traveler number, too.
No, I don't have it. Yeah, for sure.
My TSA pre-check.
Oh, fucking.
I can do that right to people.
You can do what?
You can do it right when I get up there.
Check in with the special people.
Put the TSA thing in.
Now that you have it, do you get angry when they let everybody through in the same line?
Oh, when they do the there is no TSA.
Yeah.
Furious.
You paid for it.
I paid for it. And then they do. You know what they do?
What?
They do. Well, you don't have to take your shoes off, but you still got to do the whole thing with the
computer.
I'll tell you what. The known traveler thing, it gets you in a much shorter line. They're almost like angrily now.
What?
They try to look at your new building, buddy.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Uh huh.
They like feel like they're angrily now, like because I don't bring my video games this time.
Yeah.
I usually bring my video game system and in my backpack and my laptop. Now there's a thing where they go, well, you can't have two. You don't take your laptop out, but they go, well, you have two things.
Oh yeah, because I'll connect them.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll connect them later, right? That's the issue.
So if I have two, if I have the PlayStation and the things, if I don't take one out. I mean, they've gone through and they do. Coming back from Canada last time, I got really angry. I'm trying to remember what I was there for.
I honestly don't think they go far enough. I think you should be arrested for having two things. Yeah. I might be in the minority, but I think that they really got to protect
us. Go
big
with it. But they got me on a... Man, it was so frustrating. When you first walk in,
yeah,
they get me. They just pulled me out of the line for a random screening. This isn't anything to do with TSA pre-check even. This is just like... them not streamlining their own process.
Random screening, yeah.
So they pull me out for a random screen, which fine, okay.
You're not of the opinion they target you, right?
A lot
of celebrities are like, they go after me. It's the second time it's happened.
Yeah, well, here's what I thought was weird. Relax. It's not that they pull me the first time.
Yeah.
And they swab all my stuff, and I sit there, and it's fine. I had time, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was just, they go through all your stuff, you pass the random screening test, and then they put me in... I get in the regular line for the
Gen Pop.
Yeah, I get back into putting bags.
Yeah,
you know, on the cart or whatever, and walking through the metal detector. So as I go through the metal detector, my bag gets the thing where it goes the random. It like shoots it over.
You gotta go to the side.
And I tell the lady who can see not 20 feet away.
You just check
the other station. Uh-huh. I go, Miss, what are they doing this for? He goes, it's just a random screening. I go, yeah, but they random screen me over. I go, that lady right over there. Like, if you look at her and point to me, she'll wave that, like, she did the thing. They go, it's a random screen, sir. I got to, like, please don't. I go, but it's just, like, I don't understand what, it's like, you,
I love to just
it. It's like, by all means, like, I don't care because I happen to have time today, you know what I mean?
But I love the answer of just repeating, like, it's a random screen. So it's like, no, yes, I am aware of that.
Yeah,
we have moved on together to a new point. And that point is, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this twice? Like, you're just slowing down other people. Forget me.
Yeah.
You're slowing down this whole process because you're...
That's their apartment. That looks Jewish as shit. 1930. That was a fucking refugee. What?
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, it's just like that. Why are
yeah,
you,
why are you doing
like,
this?
Like, forget anything else about... You're not going to find anything. This isn't a problem as far as, like, why are you violating my rights? I'm saying simply...
Can you just...
Why would you have two people 10, 20 feet away from each other check me the exact same way?
It's random screening, sir.
Yeah.
That was like, the response. Yes, I know that. But what I'm asking is,
you randomly
isn't this
twice.
Random screening kind of pointless?
Yeah, you already checked, right?
It's an airport, sir.
Yeah, and that's it. They went.
Sir, it's an airport.
They swab. They do the whole thing where they swab it and put it in the thing, and then they have to run your bags again with it all. And you're just like,
man, like what? It's never a problem for me with them until they get like rude or like doing something like that where they're delaying you needlessly. And I'm like, come on, can you be cool? And I have to go to the front
where it really
because I'm late. Can you please just yeah. This whole line is because of you guys. So can you please just take the people who are going to miss their flights to the
where
front?
Where it really gets me is. When they're shitty on opposite directions of what they've told you already. So I've had where it's just packed and they want to keep moving fast. Yeah. So I'm going through TSA pre-check line and taking out
your second thing.
My laptop out because that's the easier one to take out of the two.
And what do they do?
I take it and they're like, sir, you don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. I go, I know, but I have two things. So whenever I have two things, they always like make it an ordeal. So they say, I got to take one out. So I go, sir, you don't have to take anything out of your bag at pre-check. I go, no, I know, but I've been told aggressively and held up because of the quite
told
opposite
aggressively.
Thing. Yeah, and they're like, they just didn't seem to get it. They're like, he's like, sir, you know, and like, it went through fine. And sometimes it does, that's the other thing, too. What's the consistency? Because sometimes.
What's the consistency?
Sometimes when I just give it a whirl, again, when I have time, I just leave the two in there.
It also comes down to like, some of them don't pay attention in training. So, like, I don't know. I'm kind of filling in the blanks in my head. That's like my one favorite one is, you know how they used to, like, in some airports, they'd make you repeat your name?
Yeah.
And say it out loud, which is like, it doesn't make sense to me. It was the smallest deal, but it was like, why though?
You think I didn't memorize my fake ID?
Yeah. Like, oh shit, you got me on that. But yeah, I asked one
what's
of them
your once. Name? Ari. No. Joseph. Joseph McDaniels.
I try to lie a little bit. I try to go, Arnie. I'm like, what? I'm like, mm-hmm. So one guy was like, why? Why do I have to do it here and nowhere else? And he goes, this old dude, he was like, you have to say your name. And I was like, why do I have to say it here? And he goes, because the boss at this airport happens to want more power than a boss at another airport.
He said that.
So he just kind of decided that's the rule. And I was like, all right, Ari Shaffir. Thank you, sir, for fucking treating me like a human and being honest.
I know it's ridiculous, but... Yeah.
Make me on your side.
Deal. That's a big deal. I know this is stupid, but...
Okay. All right, then. You ever call a customer service and be like, listen, it's okay. I just want you to say that you are not sorry because you keep doing it. Just repeat those words, please. You ever get like, just say one thing. Just admit you were wrong.
And they don't want to. Yeah. I also think it's funny when it's like... It looks like Migos running TSA.
Yeah.
Just fucking gold teeth and all kinds of shit. And you're like, this is the guy? And they're talking about, he goes, yo, the booties was popping at the club last night. And it's like, sir, I need to swab your hands for, I need to swab your hands for explosive materials. Like, you know what explosive materials are? We got a C4, sort of giving like a boron compound.
You're like, what? What is that?
What?
Sir, please move forward. Anyway.
Yo, for real? I was getting my Jimmy sucked all night long.
Did you see during the strike? playing music. They were like, we're not getting paid. We're here because they're forcing us right now. We already didn't want to be here. And they're just blaring music. It was great.
It is great.
They're like, so hey, dumb. Do I have to check my bag out? And they're like, nah, I don't care, really.
and really, they don't.
They don't, yeah.
Couldn't care less.
That was the best. I saw Jessica Kirsten ask somebody what they do in the front row. And the lady goes, I love this response so much. The lady goes, oh, you really want to know? And Jessica's like, no, not really, actually. No. It was just something to say, but I don't. Yes,
I don't.
You don't ever get mad at them, do you? Or, like, say anything?
Yeah, I
you
have.
Do. Oh, good.
I have before, yeah.
Civil disobedience, man. It's all about that.
Yeah, I've got, like, the ones that they were just taking the bag, I definitely got, like, short with after a while, because I was just like, well, I don't still understand, like, I'm telling you, you're wasting time. Why isn't there a communication? So I feel like this is something that could happen a lot. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where they just get the two same person.
It's also like, no way, you're the first person.
Yeah, and you're like, so why don't you stop holding up the whole process?
I've done that with this Zoom, where they're like, no, you don't take that out. I'm like, they've taken it out before a bunch of times. It's just like 40% of the time, they'll be like, what is this? So I'm like, I may as well take it out. And the same thing, like, you don't have to take that out. I'm like,
yeah, they're nasty, because it's like okay, more stuff for us to have to look at or whatever. I'm like,
it's also, don't forget, they're also not just TSA, they're also airport employees. Who are
you? You think she's doing this for a man?
What? Oh, bless you, please spare anything. Thank you. Yeah, maybe. Maybe she's like, bless you, please spare anything. She's not bad looking.
For what's going on?
For a homeless?
For a lady holding a sign up and walking through traffic, she ain't bad.
Please spare anything.
She loves a dude. Anytime, buddy, anytime I see
what,
like, homeless people on the street, sometimes you see them, like, sleeping. And when I see, like, a girl with the guy,
yeah,
you're just like, she loves that dude. Because a girl, you find a place to stay. You can find a roof over your head.
Yeah.
If you're at the point of desperation of homelessness, there's a guy that, there's a weirdo that'll let you sleep in his place.
Yeah,
if
for
you
sure.
Just agree to sleep.
That girl?
If you, forget, listen, forget the obvious. You're going to say, well, if you fuck a guy, he'll let you stay in his place. There's guys,
that'll
nice guys,
you.
That will let you stay at their place simply if you do the, I mean, look, there's got to be a little manipulation there, but if you do, but if you walk around in your underwear.
It's part of the training, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? If you walk around in your underwear.
I just get hot.
Yeah.
And, my tummy
and,
gets
and
hot.
And he'll be like, this is the greatest thing ever, and continue to just pay for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I may went this with this month.
So when it's cold out and you just see a couple, like, under a sleeping bag inside of a box, you're just like, man.
She loves him.
Something about that dude.
Ride or die. That lady was
especially
cute.
Especially
that lady I would have worked for late night at a bar.
Yeah,
I would have
sure.
been like, yeah, I'll talk to you for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that's what it is. So that's why you say, she's out here doing this, like panhandling that. You're like, wow, you're like, it's like if you could go to, you can go to a webcam company and be.
Maybe she
like,
maybe she lost a bet with Sam
by
Tripoli.
The way, I'm not saying like you should just go sell your soul, whatever, but I'm like, in pure desperation, like,
yeah.
It's weird to have the moral compass to be like, well, I'm not going to, it's like I'm going to do webcam work or something. I'm like, now go do webcam work.
Yeah, it's like, I'll be home with, nah.
Just like, you know, masturbate in front of a camera. You don't have to do any sex stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, wait, what's the alternative?
Yeah, it's sleeping on the ground.
Yeah, okay, no, I'll do that work. I'll do that work.
Yeah, I'll masturbate in front of some people. It's like, wait, I don't even have to see them. I'm just like, basically just doing it in a room.
And again, what is the alternative?
Sleeping on the street with this guy.
Damn it. I'm just going to say, you got to understand, Tony. You got
to
understand.
I'm going to have to go ahead and whack it on camera.
Yeah, we'll still be together, but
yeah.
I'm going to do this thing that you find morally.
Is that cheating? I have no idea who's watching.
could be your dad. Could be no one.
Could be your father.
We
could
don't
be
know.
Your own father. You don't know him. Could be some of your kids you're not aware of.
Hey, I'm really excited about the surprise guest thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. I keep saying it. The funny thing is going to be, because no one knows I'm coming.
Yeah.
So if I walk out, it's going to be like what you hope for is the heartwarming, like, ovation of the crowd being excited that I'm there.
Yeah.
And equally, everything in life, the extremes are the two best things. The extreme good or the extreme bad. I'm okay.
The most interesting, anyway.
With those, either, like I said before, like, I don't want to have, like, if I just have a night where it's like, oh, I've never worked this city before. I hope I draw some people.
Yeah.
Like, this is happening to me in Huntsville. Huntsville's Thursday night had, if I'm guessing high, 50 people.
Okay.
And like 50 people is just enough to make you feel like, man, like, this sucks. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yet if it was 4 people,
yeah,
hilarious.
It'd be like, well, guys, here we are.
Tables. I mean, like, because then you're like, all right, well, this is the thing. It's like, I don't know. Like, the word just didn't get out. I didn't do.
Did we did a Monsters of Comedy tour? Like, me, Tripoli, Neff, and oh, I'm sorry, we keep going.
No, it was,
yeah, and we went up the coast and did like bar shows. We barely organized. We none of us were anybody, and there was one spot in like north of Baco or something where it was like 2 people showed up and they were fans.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh fuck, we gotta do
it. Gotta do the show.
Yeah, and it was just so fucking weird. If it was just 2 randoms, like, we heard this comedy and I'd be like, oh, that's not happening though.
Yeah, they canceled. But once they go, it's like, no,
we came to see you. We drove like 40 minutes. Like,
that is the worst thing. If the only people that come drove 4 hours to see you.
I wonder who those people were.
Well, dude, that is funny. That happened in Huntsville.
You gotta do it. Yeah.
But Huntsville, you get, I had that same thing, that same vibe thing, like, happened with that, or where it's not packed. I mean, Friday and Saturday were better, but like, even when it's not homeless, packed, somebody better, there it is. There's a boyfriend.
That's the boyfriend, because he also looks like he's getting some good pussy.
Yeah,
he got a smile on his face.
Hand tattoo. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he might be hitting that.
He's taking pills in the street.
Is he really? Yeah, he was pouring him into his hand.
Yeah.
Daylight. Fucking 1 p.m. Nice, bro.
Yeah, with a little 1 p.m.
A little 2 p.m. A little. Yep, every 4 hours.
Are we going to do something tonight? There's got to be an Ari Shaffir fan. What do we do tonight? Molly?
I can't do Molly with this.
Really?
Yeah. It's an amphetamine.
You did it before.
Right before. And that is what they were mad at. Did I tell you how mad they were?
No.
So they were like, before you get anesthesia for the surgery, they were like, fill out your drug stuff. What drugs are you taking? And I used to lie, and then it hit me like, these are my doctors trying to help me. So I want to give them all the information. They're not the cops or my parents. So I fill out, like, what drugs do you do and how often? And it's like, you know, psychedelics, I'll join them, like, once every 2-3 months. Marijuana, you know, 5 to 10 times a week or whatever. And it's like... And then it got to, like, cocaine, it's, like, sometimes, and, like, once or twice a year or something like that, and, like, MDMA. And then they're, like, when's the last time you did cocaine? I was, like, oh, it's been a long time. Like, well, you got to tell us. I'm, like, oh, I did. And they were, like, and plus, I put it on the pre-operation report, too, like, 2 weeks earlier. And they're, like, when's the last time? I was, like, not for, like, a year. She goes, okay, you promise? I was, like, yeah. And then the lady was, like, taking my blood or whatever, and she goes, I was, like, oh, wait, actually, that's not true. It was August. And she was, like, all right, we're testing your blood. And I was like, why? She goes, I can't trust you. I'm like, why? I'm telling you all of it. She's like, you can't have taken cocaine in the last 2 weeks. I'm like, I definitely didn't. It was August. And she's like, I don't trust you. I'm like, but I'm sharing all of it. I would have just shared none of it with you.
Right.
So they had to delay me there for fucking 6 hours. Like, tested my blood, ran across town.
Really?
To see. Yeah. And it came up what I said. Anyway, but he said no amphetamines, and Molly's an amphetamine.
Oh.
Yeah. I was hanging out at a fucking dance party, and I had to do just like a little mushrooms to try to like even it out. Fucking on the fly drug.
Audible.
Yeah. Cut off. I guess I'll do a little shrooms and I can kind of hang with you guys. Yeah, I say we pick out a metal show.
Yeah.
Like a local fucking 140 person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just go to that.
Metal show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw there was like 3 bands that I've never heard of, but they have those dumb names that you know, you like.
I don't like those.
Hate Munch and like fucking.
Those bands that you're talking about, the three name, whatever, the formula.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Like, no, not even that, where it's always like, you know, it's like flogging the something.
Yeah.
Torturing the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like spelunking the depths.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's not bad.
I love Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah.
Walk on the ocean. Love it. I tell you, that's frequently played on my playlist.
Really?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
What else? What other song do they have?
Something's Always Wrong.
How's that go?
It was in the movie Fear.
Okay.
It's
remember they had one like Rocky song.
They?
Yeah, like rock.
Oh, you know, like, Fall Down.
Maybe. How's
Jump
that go?
Back, gotta get out of here. Into.
Sort of remember that one.
When will we fall down?
You were a toady, huh? Oh, wait, Toadies was a different band.
Toadies was a different band. That was Possum King.
Bam,
bam.
Yeah, that was a good song. Possum King, that's right. Anyway, what?
I'm going to tell you more to the Wet Sprocket song. Something's always wrong.
Yeah.
Fall Down. And Little Heaven was featured in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. Great song.
Damn.
Slow jams mostly.
Yeah, right? That's what Walk in the Oceans was.
Great song.
I saw
song,
I was like, Toad the Wet Sprocket. I was like, oh, that's cool. Look at that. I wish we'd get that shit where we live.
It's we do.
You're right. It's a little good, south. You're right.
It's a good...
graffiti. What?
Toad the Wet Sprocket's good just like...
They were good. It's like Gin Blossoms. They kind of remind me of that a little bit.
I like them
bit.
Better, but yes. Same exact version of music.
Yeah.
A lead singer who just is barefoot all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Dude, remember Mike O'Connell?
Uh-uh.
A comedian. Him and Ken Jeong would do like stuff together.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, he was so weird. He had songs about like Asian babies and stuff. Just weird and jumping into it, you know? Weird for the sake of weird. And he would go on stage barefoot. And he showcased at the store, and he killed everywhere. And he killed that night.
Yeah.
Crushed with these, like, rock songs, but, like, super passionate about ridiculous, you know, funny songs. But, like, and Mitzi was like, what the fuck is barefoot on my stage? Getting the fuck out of here.
That's all.
Yeah, and he's like, well, why didn't somebody just tell me that? I would have just put my shoes on. I mean, I came with shoes. Yeah.
There's something about doing it barefoot, though, that you're like, you're trying to sell some earthy.
Like Florence and the Machine goes barefoot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm walking over stones at Bonnaroo.
Still my favorite thing is when she was like, there's no toxic masculinity at a Florence and the Machine. I was like, shut up, whore. Make it's all a sandwich.
Fuck you, bitch.
That's the guy who takes pictures of him.
Oh, yeah.
Those face killer just walked by.
That guy's a real, that's legit.
That guy means it.
He's a lifer.
There's no one he loves. He doesn't owe anybody anything.
That's not his Vietnam jacket, but it was his buddy's before he died. He
promised to walk the earth with it until he passed himself.
So wait, what were you going to say, like big or small, like you want extremes about for your intro?
Oh, yeah, I was saying, so walking out on stage, like, while it would be awesome to have, like, this big, amazing ovation, it'd be great to go out there and be like, everybody, special guest, Big J. Hokerson, and it's just, like, a smattering of claps, like, okay. I thought we were going to just see Ari. It's like the audience is like this, like, it'd be great. Like, if it's just like the temperate claps of like, we clap for whoever's opening.
Yeah. All right, start the show.
But, you know, you want to feel the difference and feel either like the.
It's when you can hear the woos.
Awesome. Right.
When you can hear people. That's when I started noticing with Rogan, you know, was before his podcast, just like from his message board a little bit. Be like, you know, a friend of mine's coming out, Arch, or they just announce my name. Be like, oh, all right. Yeah, like a few, eight or nine people around the 250 would be like, I was like, all right. Hell yeah. Yeah. You want like big.
So it's funny if you go out there and it's just like said, temperate claps would be the funniest.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what they do.
And it just dies down. You hear someone goes, bring out Ari.
Next. Like before you even say, hey, thanks, you guys. Next.
Am I going out cold? It'll be like that.
Well, what do we think? Here are the three options.
Mm-hmm.
If it's cold, it'd be me going, hey, everybody, before I start, obviously, it's not just you walking out. Rogan would be cool to just have him walk out, you know, fix the stool, but like, tap, tap, and just have everybody go nuts. But, like, either me say welcome or have an opener and then him either introduce you or come off and then me go on and introduce you. Like, hey, guys, wait, before I start, let me just, a guest dropped in. Or have him come off and then just me introduce you from off stage.
Maybe that might be the best way.
So have a guy do 10?
We can, yeah. Are you willing to throw, who's a local Toronto?
Sean Abier, I know. He's like, I met him in Hong Kong.
There's a, Evan.
Evan DeMarie? No, he lives in Manchester now.
Oh, went to England, did he?
Yeah, yeah. We hung out there. I went to Christmas Village.
Everyone's running away from Canada. Rob Mayhew led the charge.
He left too? Where'd he go? Australia?
Rob?
Mayhew, where?
Mayhew's in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Killing the Chicago scene, yo.
217. How far away do you think we are?
I hope not 23 minutes away.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not far now.
We're not far.
We're actually not far.
Okay, that's good.
This is where it splits.
What?
To go 278 and 485, which this should be easy. You got to get on Tuesday at 278. We're close to the airport, though.
It's like every time I leave late and every time I get this heart palpitation of like, fuck, fuck, fuck. This time more for you for checking your bag in. But like,
yeah, we're good for getting on the plane for sure. Although, one thing that's always weird about LaGuardia, we're flying Air Canada.
Yeah.
Air Canada really.
What, slows it down?
It's like the most busy, slowest one.
I thought LaGuardia was like the closest one, so it's like,
No, it's the best airport. I mean,
it's like 35, 40 minutes to get there.
To LaGuardia?
Yeah, unless it's like
20 minutes.
What, 20?
20 minutes, yeah. But I always take first flight out, but it made sense not to do that today. I go there stupid, I find out, can't check into the hotel yet.
Have a rainy day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so it's better just go up there. By the time we get up there and get together, dinner.
Yeah. You know I said we go to a metal show. Hey, there's a place I went to. Maybe we'll go to this if you're into it. They said
we could pop over to the.
Oh my God, that's good. Shit. I mean, what?
We could pop over to the underground.
We could. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, there was this restaurant I went to in Ho Chi Minh, and they have one here. It's a blind restaurant. And they put you in the darkest room through curtain after curtain. They have blind waiters lead you to your chair, help you feel your like forks and knives.
Really?
And then they bring you food. In Ho Chi Minh, they said either Eastern menu or Western menu. You choose. You don't know what you're getting, and you just have to, without the sense of Sight.
Sight, yeah. And then when it comes, they put your hands on it, like, here it is, feel the space of it. And they said they had one in Toronto. Would you do that, or would you be like, I don't know what that food is?
God, I'm so nervous to know what it is.
They tell you afterwards. They break it down. Like, what'd you think that was? What'd you think that
give
was?
Give you a bucket and they start telling you. He goes, hope you enjoyed those goat eyeballs.
It's Burns. Do you remember that from 90210?
No.
Shannon, whatever her name
Doherty.
Is. Shannon Doherty and the guy's daughter. What's her name? Donna Martin.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah. So Donna Martin and Brenda Walsh. We're sitting there in France and we're eating. They're like looking up what the food is. And they're like, what is so delicious? And Donna Walsh is eating it. No, it was brains. And so Brenda Walsh goes, it's brains. As soon as she said that, like as she says it, she was like, bleh. It was such a good fucking scene. Anyway.
But that is, I think I could, I wonder if I can I probably could.
What?
Retroactively gag on hearing what I ate.
You probably could.
I probably could, because I'll tell you, to me, if like weird textures get in my mouth at all.
But they're not trying to fuck with you.
No.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
To some degree they are, though. To some degree they got to be giving you something. Damn, like, if you saw this,
here.
If you saw this, you wouldn't be into this at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, we left 20 minutes later than I should have.
However,
yeah,
I'll tell you that our flight, probably not on time.
Oh. Okay.
I have to guess not on time.
Why? Because of rain?
LaGuardia, this weather.
That would be great if we got some extra minutes because of that. Have you ever been saved because of a... Like, I'm not making this flight. Like, delayed by 45 minutes. Like, I'll make it by 10 now.
No, I'm a dweeb. I always go early. I'd rather just be there.
I make it almost every time, but I'm nervous every time.
That's where coming a cigarette smoker is like...
Because you go check in and smoke.
I check in. Get everything done, and then I just go smoke a cigarette, and then because I have TSA too, pre-check. Yeah. So, especially if I know that the pre-check's open, I'm like,
yeah.
About a half hour before boarding, I start going through security.
Half hour before boarding.
Yeah.
Why?
I'll be through security in 15 minutes total.
Do you ever go through security, then want to smoke, then go back out?
If it's delayed, yeah. In fact, I've gotten very mad at a flight to Toronto once.
What?
They kept delaying it, but they kept delaying it a half hour. And I hate that because they know it's going to be longer.
Yeah, exactly.
They delayed it for a half hour for 5 hours. And I kept saying, like, guys, I don't care if you delay it till tonight.
Just
you have to tell me so I can go do something. You're having me sitting here, and every time I come up, they go, sorry, sir, it is. It's another half hour. But they're en route. And it's like you find out, like, if it's 6 hours, they weren't en route.
It's a
40-minute flight.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. They're en route. That means you knew a long time ago.
Yeah.
You ever miss your flight and then find an edible in your pack in your bag?
No, but I've made my flight and got across and be like, oh, I had a bunch of pre-rolls in my thing that I did not know I had. And
Toronto's legal now, right?
Everywhere, yeah.
So we can just go to a place and get some.
Probably his dispensary's open easy. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, we can go to
dispensary. I didn't think of that, yeah. It's completely...
That's what the Italians call it.
Recreation. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Completely recreational.
Go to the spoosh. What?
Completely recreational.
Completely recreational. That's pretty fucking cool. You just go. It's not even a big deal.
It's great.
Do you think they're now lacking the cowboy aspect of weed?
What do you mean?
Like the outlaw part of it, where it's like, dude...
Yes,
loud
because
clear, bruh.
Especially because exactly like
you don't do that with Coca-Cola.
The hippies getting excited about it is the funniest part of it. You know what I mean? And the commercials that come out on Sirius, I hear a commercial. Oh, I think it's on Stern.
For what, weed?
Yeah, but it's just like some company, or it's like investing in it or something.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, it's just like this beautiful flower that was once the pariah of something with all the the overhype of medical benefits of it.
Oh, right.
I just hate.
Well, because that was the whole, like, you know,
I hate weed humor. I hate when the humor's all just based off, like, blah, blah, blah on weed. Because you're like,
yeah.
So many movies have been done on that.
Weed everything. Fashion is horrible. Just those
horrible.
Weed leaves, and it's everywhere, and it's like, oh.
The weed leaf is horrible. It's just so, it's so in your face. So exactly. So the pothead being like,
yeah.
Exactly. Talking about the beautiful, like, and when you have cancer, it helps you eat.
But like you don't have cancer.
Like, when you have cancer, the least thing you're worried about is weed. I promise. You know what I mean? Like your chemo. I'd rather have chemo than weed.
Dude, when it was like medical in LA and it just started becoming like proliferated, like everywhere based on the medical farce.
and somebody with a wheelchair would come in, there would be this parting of the Red Sea with like, you go, we're all here for you. You go first. Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you so much for being handicapped
to get at this thing.
We can all get hella fucked up because of you. Thank you.
I love that. If people who have been suffering from not being able to sleep at night, like, you know what else would help that? Valium. NyQuil. Like, it's a bunch of things that will just knock you out.
But it is cool that it's there. I wonder when it'll lose the stigma completely. When we'll just be like, yeah, I'm smoking this, whatever. Drinking a beer.
Never.
Because
even like the smallest dose of it is definitely like impairing
you.
Impairing you in many ways. It can.
Yeah.
To some people too, especially. You know what I mean? But that's the difference. It makes you like, it can make some people so different, right? You know, it makes people go from like, look, I smoke weed pretty much every day, but like there's still like a point of like smoking it. If you smoke a bunch of, where it's like sitting around in a circle and you can smoke it and go on stage and everything.
Oh yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking about the sitting around, you do get like that kind of like,
what? Dude, do you ever smoke?
And like, that's just, it's going to have a stigma attached to it because it makes people become like, at your most recreational smoker at some point gets like the
do you ever smoke with someone who never smokes and you don't realize, so you're like, yeah, you're a little buzz, like, hey, you want to go take a walk, and they're like, what? And like, you have no idea. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I couldn't even possibly right now.
And you're like, why, are you lazy, is it too cold? And you're like, oh, you're super high.
That was the weird thing about DMT not working on me.
What, that's so weird.
And mushrooms not really taking
you took
me,
it
like
from that
weird
pen, that DMT pen,
and also not smoke. Not going to that weird place with mushrooms ever. Like, I never kind of get to that like other place. I don't know what it is that I don't let myself like fall into it or whatever.
Well, you should. Yeah, some people fight it, emotionally fight it.
I think that's what it might be. I think a part of me kind of goes like, well, I don't
want to
be that out of control.
Instead of like diving in.
Yeah.
So like when you see some people, when they see somebody in the corner of your eye on acid or something, and it's like moving. Some people like stay right there and just keep looking out of the corner of their eye. Other people will look right at it, like go away.
Yeah,
I know what it is.
Yeah, like seeing like the things happen. I've never seen that. I've never seen things happening that weren't happening.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't know if I want to.
You know,
I kind of like what
I love when people.
Noob does.
Oh, I got a call. What's his name? Called me and asked me he was about to do something with Annie. I gotta see. Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Weed.
The commercial for weed.
By the way, I started getting there. I'm starting to accept and be okay with the fact that that's just weed, because I smoke weed a decent amount throughout the day. Because as age hits too, like being 41, which I know isn't old at all, but there's still that thing like, I hope it's just weed that does. But I lose myself in the middle of a sentence every day.
Well, I told you the proof of that. I was in San Francisco, and my friend makes crossword puzzles for the New York Times, like, and then he brought with him to the show, like, the number one crossword puzzle maker.
Really?
Yeah. And we're all talking. I was like, my vocabulary's going. Like, it's just the weed I smoke. And he was like, I don't think so. This is this redhead nerd. And I was like, why? He goes, but I smoke weed. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I smoke weed all the time. And I make crossword puzzles at the highest level.
But
do you read? And I was like one book every 3 years. He goes, yeah, that's your problem. You're not real. What are you talking about, weed? I smoke. I'm fine. You're a fucking dummy is what it is.
For me, it's memory.
Yeah, memories.
It's like, and not. I have no problem with memories of the past or anything. You know, like anything, some people remind you, oh, yeah, that thing. But you know, it's not that. It's in the immediate. Like, dude, you know what's crazy? And then when I feel it happens, when I'm asking you, you know what's crazy? I go, oh, is that the building that has whatever? Look at these things. I guess they're there to hold sound off.
What?
And that all happens. No, I'm saying all those thoughts happen when I start my sentence. So I go, dude, you know what's crazy? And then I forget what I was going to tell you was crazy. But it all happens in like a split second.
That's a good way to put it.
In a split second, I just have four thoughts all at once. And then I come back and go, what was the crazy, crazy thing I wanted to tell you? And then it just goes like that.
Dude, you ever do an interview, like a phone interview? And then you keep talking, you know, answer a question. You're like, and then, what was the question exactly? I know I was on a roll here, but what was the question?
Wait. It was, have you enjoyed Toledo so far?
So overall, yes.
Oh,
Yes, I have. I've enjoyed it very much.
Damn, I don't know. I have no idea if we're gonna make it in time for your fucking
bag. What time is it? Where are we at? Oh, I have my phone right here. Oh, we're actually
28.
12 minutes? I think we're good.
Okay, why don't you run in and start checking, because you got to check a bag. And I'll get your bag and meet you in there.
We don't have to do that. Oh, but we get in, we'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll continue this after we get to, what's it called, though? After we get through security. I got to do this fucking port thing. The problem is it looks so much like a bomb. It's just a wire going through to this device with a countdown on it. I did it at the airport before, and people are like kind of looking at it to cover up the countdowner.
You gotta keep your beard trimmed closer for that.
Yeah, I gotta fucking do it. I'll do it through after security, but fuck, I gotta do it by. No way I can do it on the plane. No, that'll attract way more attention.
The thing goes, hey, is everybody cool if I stimulate my belly? Everyone, it's not what you think. I'm just stimulating my bone.
Unless anybody wants to help me.
Anybody, yeah. He goes, sorry, everyone. I only got one hand. Anybody want to give me a hand?
Stimulating the bone. Say that in a real Philly accent every time, too.
Yeah, you want to stimulate my bone?
How do those people, it's just, how do they breed?
It's so ugly. It's I don't understand why. It's an ugly accent, but
each
it's so
one of
funny.
Them wouldn't go, no. It makes I can't me laugh. Use.
It makes me laugh every time.
You ever see Scott Van Pelt crack up? What's
his name? Yeah, this fucking kid.
Yay.
Yeah, this fucking kid. That Peroni's thing is the best.
What?
He goes, you got a curved dick like Barbera's Best Up on the Boulevard?
What is that from?
It's from the fake Peroni's commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like Shane Gillis's band. They all made. So great. Barbera's Best Up on the Boulevard. We should let you put this away because we're getting close.
Yeah. Now. Oh, the reason I'm doing this, by the way, is because you have a half hour special. We never did this.
That's
on
right.
Netflix as part of the series called Degenerates. It's
Degenerates.
It's the number one. It's the first one you watch.
Episode,
so click
yeah.
on the Degenerates and see Big J's latest special.
Hell yeah! And we'll have so much more to talk about on this trip. I'm sure.
Yeah. But this is all about travel. So like.
Yeah?
Yeah. The act of flying, something like that. I don't know, something okay. like that. But yeah, we'll talk about this trip too as we go.
Hell yeah.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
All right, we're on the plane.
We are indeed on the plane.
Be quiet, but okay. So we're talking about trying to jump out of airplanes.
Which I can't do ever. But this guy, there's a documentary, I can't remember. The guy's name starts with an M.
McCoskey?
Something ski.
Yeah.
And one time he jumped, did a base jump when he landed. Park rangers or troopers, whatever, like chased him.
Oh, because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he was running from them, he ran into the. See, to me, it's like the plane stopping.
Yeah, it does feel like it's about to stop.
It sounds like it's stopping.
Yeah.
But they chased him. He tried to cross a creek, and I guess with all like the parachute and stuff in tow, like he got drowned. He drowned. He died.
Oh no way! Really?
So they did a. They did a thing for him, like. Not a charity, but like a demonstration jump.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of base jumpers jumped from that spot.
Same spot.
And when they landed, there was... It was like all sort of organized. There was rangers waiting to arrest them and take them in. It was like civil disobedience.
Okay.
That's all it was. And it just shows like 5, 6, 7, 10 people like coming in, landing, getting arrested. And then just in the distance, you just see one person plonk.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, exactly.
Oh.
Like, even at the thing, like, they're showing you, this isn't a good idea.
Oh, my God. And then, by the way, they're like, can you not arrest us anymore? Can we just, like go hold our friend for a minute?
Yeah, man.
Do you mind if we just, like...
Because, sir, I'm not going to lie to you, Ranger. This did go haywire.
Dude, the problem with us jumping out of a plane, it's the thrill-seeking goes away when you have somebody strapped to your back.
That's true. Someone knows exactly what they're doing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also, like, lame. You see the pictures. Every time you see a picture, you're like, but who's that guy?
Yeah.
There's some guy, like, strapped the wrong way, by the way. Nuts to butts, as Dean Del Rey would say.
Is it what?
They're nuts to butts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's, and then also my weight
You're always worried about that big
addition. Well, no, that was a thing. So a friend of mine wanted me to skydive with him. He was going through a midlife, like, I'm going to do this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, let's do it. And I was like, no, I can't. Then but then he talked to me about it enough. I was like, let me look in what it even is.
Yeah.
If you put in your weight, it's like, you have to let us know if you're over, like, 270 pounds or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're...
were you borderline?
Because it's, like, right on the edge where I'm like, I don't know if... But it's, like, because they have to make sure they bring in, like... I don't know if it's a guy who can handle my weight or someone who's light enough.
Who's lighter, not so too it won't much overwhelm weight. It. Yeah.
But whatever it is, it's just like, if they got to wheel in like a specialist for me, like, I'd rather not do it, man.
Somebody with a fat suit? Who were the fat
suit? I felt that way with a, when I was at Sturgis, they had a zip line that went across the entire Dust Bowl.
That's
which
cool.
Looked so awesome. And everyone was, I went up there. By the way, same thing again. It was like less. It was like 240 was like the main weight. And I go, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm like 270 something or whatever. And the guy was like, yeah, dude, this should be fine, though. And I was like, yeah, you know what, buddy? I'm not going to take that. There's a sign that says
not to.
240 is deadly. The limit.
And it's deadly.
If you drop, you're done.
It's not like we only take cash. And if like all I have is credit cards, like we'll figure it out.
Well, also, everything you can save yourself from all of these things... I always say is like the same thing with like a roof. You ever see when somebody like gets like falls off a building, but they catch a ledge?
Yeah.
And they catch a lev. They're like, oh, thank God! I go, if I catch a lev, I'm just delaying dying for a couple seconds.
Oh, like in the cartoons where they hold on to the
can't
the,
pull myself
the flag thing.
Just pulling myself up.
Oh, forget it.
From a ledge with just like my fingers.
And by the way, that's a push up. That's a pull up without being able to swing underneath.
No kick up, yeah, no kick nothing. Up. Just a straight, can you pull your body weight straight
it's
up?
It's not like a bar you're holding on to. It's just ledge.
The edge of something, which is the same flush. As,
yeah,
it's
you're crazy.
There's a video online of a guy
we saw
who's hanging on for a while, and then he just eventually like...
He did one pull up, then another, and then he's like, I should probably go one more. And then he tries, he doesn't, and you're like, oh, crap. And the guy filming him was across the street, so he couldn't even like, can't get to you.
And then all he could do is document this.
Oh, it was cool, though, until then.
Yeah, man. Fall dying is... You got so much time to think about it. And even if that's 10, 11 seconds.
Yeah. I would hate if you had 10 seconds to start thinking about it, but then the wind kicks you in and you hit the building.
Today's flight number is AC-717.
Ooh.
Jean-Pompin.
What do they do for Toronto? I get it from Montreal.
Anywhere in Canada, dude. That's just Air Canada's thing.
Make up your mind. Although, I guess if you're going to, like, China, they'll also make the announcements in English if you're coming from an English country.
Yeah, they have to, right? Hilarious Asian English.
Dude, I was traveling to... I think... I don't know where.
They make Air Canada stewardesses dressed like fucking angry librarians.
Yeah, she seems upset.
I like virgin. They make them dress like sluts.
And they are like that.
Yeah.
They're told, like, hey, you know, if something happens, let it happen.
Dude, Virgin Airlines stewardesses, me and Fenoy got them. They came to our show.
Did they really?
In Dallas, yeah.
What?
Two of them came to our show. And one was wearing, like, came to the show wearing, like, see-through shirt, no bra.
What?
It was great, yeah.
I mean, you expect,
nothing happened, though.
Because in uniform, you expect they're, like, higher class people, like hotel room people.
Straight junk.
And then you realize, like, you're just working.
Dude, my favorite video, they release videos all the time. This never happened to me in all my years of hotels and comedy, but constantly.
She seems angry.
They constantly have like the hotel worker like coming in and giving like a blowjob or something. It's great. Great video. It's a great video.
Yeah, you're welcome. By the way, on the wait, who was doing? I'm sorry, I barely heard you because I was getting this card. What did you say? Who was getting no BJ video?
There was when they have like the hotel workers,
oh,
like coming. There's a lot of videos of like a guy just getting blown by, you know, the girl wearing
with the hotel
Claridge in, you know, like thing. Yeah, and then she leaves the room, and you could tell it's definitely just like
what
a cleaning like. You know, in the middle of the country, the cleaning ladies aren't always like Spanish.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just like. White trash.
Yeah. By the way, on the way back into America, they always hand these out, and you never have to fill them out anymore.
There's a machine.
There's
now.
A machine. They literally don't take it.
I don't know what the point of this is.
I guess they got to get rid of their stock or get their budget for next year.
Well, yeah, because you they give you the declaration card, but when you get there,
yeah.
When we get there, we're going to have to do this whole thing anyway.
Yeah.
I guess you could feed that into it or something is one of the options.
We'll see, I guess.
Well, I think that's what it might be. I think you might have to feed that into it. Trying to remember. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, let's finish this up.
Okay, fill out our cards.
They get a feel of. It's so embarrassing, by the way.
They get a feel of our plane in the burlap skirts they make these waitresses wear.
Oh, that's so crazy to have stewardesses show up at your fucking thing. All right, metal show tonight.
We'll probably be back at the hotel before the.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of Toronto, welcome to the show tonight. Listen, this is one of my favorite cities in the world. It's always been fucking great. You guys have all been welcoming to me. So as a reward to you, before I go on tonight, I'm going to bring up all my best friends in the world in comedy. You guys are going to absolutely love them. You know them from the Legion of Skanks podcast. Please welcome Mr. Big J. Oakerson.
Yeah.
Okay. Back at the elevator. No. We're gonna have tons of sounds of flushing in here.
That's gonna be great. And you know what? It's girl poop.
It's girl poop. Yeah, it's a different kind of flush. You're like getting away with something.
Look at that horse checking in over there. Strong ass legs,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Real you just drew a little weird attention.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst doing these. I gotta get those cordless mics going.
So you just talk and no one knows, yeah.
This is like a small Zoom that you can transport easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, strong thighs.
Thoroughbred. Like trivializing female talk. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, it's healthy hair.
Healthy hair.
We got healthy mane.
Good teeth. You can tell strong.
Strong, good teeth.
Strong,
strong, sturdy. Can't really knock her over. Like a girl,
player,
like a girl with a low center of gravity. It's explodes through the pocket.
Okay, it's Marcus Lawrence and a woman.
Really, just explodes through the gap.
We were talking about TSA before, but what about just regular employees of airports?
Oh, it's just, I'll tell you what's funny, is it's their day-to-day, it's just, you know, you come in like you're clocking in anywhere,
yeah.
And you go to work at like, you know, I don't know,
hours too,
like, you know, you work at a Chick-fil-A in the airport, but
yeah.
You're part of a ladder of operations
That
can fuck someone's day up who's doing something far more extraordinary. I don't even mean like their career or anything, just traveling.
They're going to
They're getting
to
on
West
a plane.
Palm Beach.
They're putting themselves in high danger.
I'm going to travel to San Diego to watch a Padres game and go to the beach.
Right.
Like, wow, that's really, that's a fun, that's your vacation.
It's
huh?
a whole thing you're getting ready to do. And this person is just like, I don't know, man. Like, it's, yeah, chicken's going slow today. And you're like, yeah, dude, I have to move. Well, we just dealt with the customs. There was three people or four people handling a couple hundred people.
And they added like two more people and then it zipped.
It flew through when they just added a few more people. And you're just like, who's not making that call earlier?
I think it's systemic at the airport. I think something about the airport makes you work even less. Because if you're getting like a Sbarro's pizza or something, they're like, can I help you? And you're like, I'd like a slice of pizza. Like, and what on it?
And yeah. You're like, and
okay. I guess pepperoni. They're like, mm-hmm. And they'll like slowly turn on a level of
barely care
that you've never seen before. Like, how are you still turning?
Yeah.
Just turning around is taking you 40 seconds.
Just like just a complete barely care.
Oh, yeah. Airport lazy is another kind of lazy.
And it's also, it's lazy with a major air of self-importance.
Uh-huh.
We're like, sir, that line right there. We heard it in the thing, too. I was like, sir, off your phone. Off your phone.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
how you got off your phone when you go to
the customs. Because while he's in line in the customs, line, what's the real reason? You think I'm calling my contact on the other end that's doing something? All right, I'm in line. Cut the wire.
Khrushchev says the sparrows.
Yeah. The eagle has flown.
Yeah, I would love to go through this. It's just like pictures of them and like scale. Hey, can you hold this lighter for me? Thank you.
I mean, is it not okay to admit on the thing that I panic was going to toss? I have a half joint in my cigarette pack.
What'd you do? Are you crazy? Why'd you try to take that out in line? You did it in between lines.
I didn't even, well, because that was the one going through the x-ray machine.
But you're already there in front of them.
You're right. Well, I could have definitely pocketed it and tossed it without a doubt.
Yeah, in between, you get through that line.
No, I could have. The thing was, there was no trash can there. No, I could have like discreetly done it right there. There was no trash can, so then it was just one of those things. Like, all right, let's. I mean, I've always felt like the worst case scenario, you could be like, I didn't know it was in there, and it's legal here,
right?
Which is true.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was in there. Oh, like, oh thank
shoot,
God you caught it.
Thanks for finding me, because yeah. I almost took it somewhere where it's not.
Maybe
legal.
I would have got in trouble. Yeah. And then that's what I figured is the back was at least default. But I'll tell you what,
yeah,
goes right through.
You do go right through. Also, what goes right through is time when you're watching Jay's special on The Degenerates. Everyone,
that's right. Time flies.
Time flies. Yeah, it'll be fun.
That is one. That is one half hour that you will just. It's like snap your fingers. It's over.
I love the idea. It's like that's 5 minutes and never get back. But it's like also like. Yeah, but even if it was a great 5 minutes, you'll also never get it back.
No matter what, you're not getting it back.
Wow, they're really instructive, funny. Interesting piece of 5 minutes where it's like, I'll never get that back, though.
That 5 minutes will never belong to me again. But, man, what a great 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The better term would be like, hey, man, that's always going to be that 5 minutes. That miserable 5 minutes you said, that's always going to be what that 5 minutes was.
Yeah, a miserable five. How was I just going to tell you?
Amazing shows last night, man.
God. So, okay, so now looking back. You know what? I'm going to play the fucking audio of the introduction. So
yeah.
I've already played it, yeah. What do you think? How'd you feel going out there?
Oh, it was awesome, dude. Yeah. They were definitely stoked.
I could have gone a little slower with my intros.
I know, but that's not my... Dude, Voice of God, Mike, brings a panic out in most comics that I'm terrible at it, too. You get confused and like, hey, welcome Toronto out to the show. Or it's like welcome to the show, Toronto. Thank you for coming to the show. You end up repeating words, and you're
the
like,
show in Toronto.
And then you're in the back because no one can see you. You're just going like, fucking idiot. What did I just do? Hey, Toronto. Why did I say Toronto again?
Keep saying it. Toronto. We're gonna.
Yeah. Toronto. Are you guys ready to have a party
Rogan
tonight?
Would do it so good.
We're gonna party, Toronto.
Right, Toronto style.
Will you please stop telling everybody you're gonna party
in the TO?
Yeah.
Rogan would be like, hey, you motherfuckers, you ready to start the show? Listen, he wouldn't even say ready to start the show. He'd go something like, hey, you dirty motherfuckers. Like, he might say psyched to be here, but he'd go, before I come out, I'm gonna have two of my best friends in the world, you know, help me walk. And then it just starts. Louis did it once well at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
There's this fucking Spanish guy who got on and was like, hi, hello, we have, welcome to Madison Square Garden. And then after like 2 minutes, you're like, oh, that's Louis.
Oh,
yeah, doing the
interview.
Like, oh, we got it. And he's looking at the line. He goes, Mariah Carey is here on the 26th. She's great. Then this Ringling Brothers, Bonham and Bailey Circus is here on the 27th. Check that out. Always remember safety first at Madison Square Garden. And then he just starts laughing. He's like, all right. Anyway, so
And then he brought out who?
Yeah, Joe List.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a good time. This guy's hilarious. One of my favorites, for real.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he had to go ahead and smack it in front of him.
Smack it.
What a game-ending smack. I hope he blasted hard that night.
The best.
Because, man, has he paid a price for it.
How'd you feel about this weekend, the whole weekend? What were your highlights?
Oh, dude, we had a blast. Bovine walk around that market. Cool. Bovine Sex Club we went to was a metal bar. That was the local metal show we went to.
It was
super
cool.
Fun.
Who was that band? Lilum.
Lilum, yeah. We saw a feminist metal band.
Oh, she was so good.
I know.
Why?
And then
what
we just and then we both buckled on
what?
Just going up afterwards and trivializing her femininity again.
I guess.
Like, hey, Cupcake, good job. Dude, I've never seen a girl sing as good as that.
It looks like you guys can do some stuff. Huh?
I compare you guys to, like, you know, like AC/DC, but, like, you know, a girl. So not quite as good.
Here's the deal. She was a feminist hardcore metal. But she was screaming, but, like, playing it well.
Oh, she was great.
Like, going for it. She's like, fuck the right.
Yeah, she really knew how to, like you know, and it said it was their first
show.
Live performance.
Yeah, but the way she was in her head, like, you need, like, yeah, she, like, saying something like, know yourself and you will die. Then slash the throat.
She did the whole, like, she was a good front person, man. She really went out there and did it. She was great. She was my favorite thing of the night as far as performance wise.
Yeah, but then Jay had an idea, like, to really make her mad, which is what a lot of people want, is to be able to rebel and be able to tell something to be like, hey, Toots, that was pretty fucking good, and slap her on the ass. To be like, we actually did like it, we're giving you what you want, but you're angry.
I'd give her a lower back touch and be like, hey, princess, that was a good try.
I actually did this once when I was in high school.
You really had some good tries out there. You know, a couple of those were almost songs.
Maybe I'll see if it, there's no way they have anything online. If that was their first live song.
Maybe he was lying that it was their first live show. That would have been a good engagement, because then also, by the way, we should say, talk about being chicks. Me and you both squirreled up on really talking to her afterwards.
She was talking to a chick.
And a guy, yeah, but there was in betweens.
We did say hi. Like,
we were smart to be like, great job,
But also, the thing is, and I know they're on a lower level of playing the Bovine Sex Club, but, like, I saw the band Fun, the House of Blues, free show. I went across the street, just saw this free show. It was great. And, then afterwards, we're walking up the back steps. Oh, it's closed now. It's done. But anyway, we passed them. And it was just like, I know by now. Like, nothing I can say. Like, hey, that's great. Or, hey, I first heard you when I was in, you know, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was on vacation. It's like, they don't want to hear it. So it's just like, hey, you guys killed it. And they just walk on. And they're like, thanks. It's just like,
yeah.
That's the answer. So with her, too, it's like, hey, that was awesome. But it's not like, hey, actually, we're performers as well. And she's like, oh, what do you do?
I know. That would have hurt, like, the most. Oh. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd
we're
probably
comics?
Prefer.
What do you draw?
Like, she'd probably prefer that we went up and just cupped her ass.
For sure.
Good job. Maybe I'll give you a spin later.
And then,
hey, if I'm not busy, maybe I'll draw you one later.
Just pull dice out on
it. Oh, the worst thing for a feminist band.
What I go through as a feminist.
You're pretty good. Is that other girl really playing the guitar, or is she just like lip singing?
No, girls don't know how to play like that.
With those little fingers.
Just the fact that you're saying girls and then demeaning them instead of women and then doing it.
Oh, I love it, yeah. Hey, dingbats. Hey, dingbat, good try up there.
I gotta get out my stupid fucking juice.
You what?
My juice.
What juice?
My fucking arm juice.
Oh, your arm juice? Yeah, but you gotta hold off on that.
Why?
Till closer to go
so
on.
We go on so we can, like,
oh, yeah.
In.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Jay had this great idea of so I had to put this bone stimulator in my cast, and it's this countdown thing I told you about, whatever we said earlier. But, like, Jay's like, wait on it. And then we're like, oh, we've got to board early. We're group 8 now.
Group 8?
Yeah, we got to do it. Right,
how can there be? My only concern about even doing this is, like, how many people are going to be on this plane?
It's a small plane. Like, it even. One aisle and then two.
Oh, really?
Onesies.
Is it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
We each have one?
Yeah.
So we're in front and behind each other?
Yeah.
It's no talking.
I mean, we could switch, but I figured that would be, I don't know.
That's fine. Put on headphones.
Yeah, I didn't know how
conk.
It would be. Worried about your comfort. Sorry.
I'm sorry that I care. Sometimes I'm guilty of caring too much.
Yeah, okay. I'll hold off on the juicers. Ate like pigs, though.
On this trip?
Yeah. There's no reason to order the extra large pizza and poutine.
I just ate pizza top.
You just ate top. You just ate the toppings. Just the cheese and pepperoni and mushroom.
Yeah. I ate pizza top.
One after another. Just
just fork it. Fork it out.
Just kept slowing down entire crust.
Each one becomes a bite.
Yeah, bite size. Like, that's 2 bites.
Just a fork full of cheese and pepperoni.
Chihuahua of cheese. Chihuahua.
Cheese Oscaria.
Yeah.
And then last night we did vicious Middle Eastern salads.
Oh, yeah, that Greek place.
That hot sauce was hot.
It was hot. I didn't know it was because it was so, like, thick without, like, seeds in it. But
man, he really put on. If you ask for sauce,
he kept
they give you
going,
sauce.
Like, all right, hey, that's enough.
The one thing he covered in that garlic sauce.
Was the
covered.
Romano sauce, whatever that place was.
So much sauce.
And we're like, stop. He goes, oh, okay. I'm like, wait, you would have kept going? That was already way too much.
He's like, stop. He goes, oh, I thought you guys were men who wanted a large.
You guys could suck tits.
Oh, I thought you were Ari and Jay the tit suckers.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing there's like 2 Ari and Jays. Maybe you're the ones who are tit suckers.
Maybe these are the wrong guys. I hate to assume that.
Hey, how you doing?
Isn't that the trio? Isn't that the...
We're friends from New York. And we suck tits. I don't know what you're into, but...
American tits, but,
oh, yeah.
You know, we're looking to expand our brand, you know?
We're like the Drake of America for tit sucking.
We walked around the flea market. We bought legal weed.
Kensington Market. Dude, that dude was helping us. So there's all these dispensaries in Toronto, and they're not really dispensaries. They're grow-ops where you can go get seeds and shit and pipes. And so we got there looking for to see if it was...
And that's what he had there, right? Seeds and shit.
And... Then we're like, oh, he goes, no, it's not legal weed. I'm like, oh. And he's like, you can't get it. To call his delivery place.
But he said there is a one, he goes, in Toronto.
Yeah.
One of the biggest cities in Canada. Definitely most populated. He's saying that there is one.
Only one.
They've made weed legal all through Canada. And the biggest city, he informs us, there is one place only where you can get it.
We believe them, too.
We left defeated.
Fuck. We're like, I guess Ontario's different than BC.
And
then I guess every province has their own thing.
And then sure as shit, we got into an Uber, and that guy was like, what? There's one around the... We could have walked to that from where we were and got an Uber from there. It was 2 blocks away. It was 2 blocks close.
Away. The guy was so unhelpful.
And that guy couldn't direct us there.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, we're like, well, there's other ones. Kevin's like, where are they? There's one right there. We're like, can you stop? He goes, sure.
He should be ashamed of himself. I'm ashamed of him.
It's like you work in the weed industry to be like, oh, no, definitely not the first people to come in here. There's like tons of places around here because, you know, I smoke weed, so obviously I know.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't live in this province. I'm like, yeah, but you've worked here before, right? You've been in Toronto before than a day?
No idea. Yeah. You work at a weed place. You think you'd have the idea of where the... It was, oh, dude, I only know it on seed level, man. I don't know what it's like when it matures.
Even if I worked at Burger King, someone's like, can I get a Big Mac? I'm like, oh, no, that's McDonald's. I'm like, oh, so can you make that? I'm like, that's not how it works, but it's at McDonald's. I'm like, where is one? They're like, I don't know. Anybody know where McDonald's is? But it's not just like, I don't know.
Yeah, he goes, no, I heard there's only one McDonald's.
Which is totally wrong.
He goes, McDonald's, there's only that one.
So we got weed. I got cartridges. I can't smoke with flour with this broken arm, and we went to that restaurant, Au Noir.
Blind restaurant, Au Noir.
How weird was it?
It was really weird. I want to go again with a group also, because and anyone I told about it so far, I've said for the same reason.
What?
I giggled the entire dinner.
It was so weird. You feel like you're floating. So they take you up. You have your hand on a blind man's back, and he takes you into a room where you don't know the spatiality
at all.
I'm using that word wrong, but yeah. At all.
He points things out.
Yeah. And then you just have to, like, go in.
He says, this is your chair. It feels like it has no back on it, but it did.
Oh, yeah.
Because he shows you your cushion of the chair, not, like, the back of it.
He shows you what? The cushion.
He puts you, like, a cushion of the chair. So you're like, am I sitting on this backwards?
Yeah, and then he got to me. He's like, oh, you're way too far over. I'm like, yeah, I don't know anything. He's just like, all right, feel the table and you do it's, and then you have to feel like there's a fork and a knife in front of you, but he says it real quick, and some butter. I never saw the butter.
I touched the butter.
It was just open butter?
Nope.
covered.
It was a little like butter, like packet, yeah. And then he brings you over a roll.
Did he bring each of us a roll or just one roll for the middle?
No, he brings over a basket of rolls, I believe, and you reach in and grab one.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's so weird. He puts it on your shoulder like that, and you're like, okay, use that as a spot, and then you like reach up and grab.
You go under everything
wine.
First,
yeah.
But you always kind of hit the bottom of it first, because yeah. That's why I would trace up.
Slowly
so you can kind of knock it over in the
but
middle.
You want to slam your hand up, but it makes you so aware of your surroundings and how like much space there is.
What was funny was early in it, in the dinner, me and you cheers to glass of wine, and we found out how to do it. Like, we found ourselves. And then everything we exchanged from then on out,
yeah.
For whatever reason, I went high with it.
It was like
I was going to fork you in the face, yeah, or something.
Okay, I'm going to, let's slide over. That's what it was. I was like, hey, try some of this filet mignon, right? So I put a piece of my fork. I tell you what, I'm going to lead with my wrist, mm-hmm. The fork behind me, and then you will, wait, no, you're going to give me Coca-Cola. That was the first one.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, let's slide over to the middle. Because you don't know if you're going right, left.
You're like,
you
just sweep.
Right by someone's
sweep
hand.
On the table, yeah.
We missed a couple times. And then we're like, all right, go right to the middle and move forward. And I'm slowly moving forward, hand on the table, moving forward. And then I feel something above me. And I'm like, what? And you're like, oh, your hair is. I'm like, you went high?
I added a weird extra element that was unnecessary.
The whole other plane.
Not necessary at all.
You should have right, left. And you had right, left, up, down. With liquid.
We should have just been left and right and forward.
Sliding,
yeah.
Sliding that across the table.
I also had inches off the. It was not the best way to handle it.
And I left out immediately. Like, yep. No, that was wrong. That was wrong.
I also got to say, once they get you down, this terminal we're in, yeah. Is the ones where you have to walk outside to the plane like the Beatles. But I will say, once they get you down in this terminal, they don't want you to leave. There's only a down escalator, and then there's exorcist stairs if you want to do anything else in the airport.
Yeah. Dude, I love this Hasidic Jew, black hat Jew.
Yeah.
That's in between Hasidic and Orthodox, is when you see the black
What's
hat.
What's it like called?
That black hat.
Really?
That's what they're called, yeah. So it's like, they don't wear the clothes of a sect, which is like the Bostonot sect or the Lubavitch. They just are general dressed up. That's where that fedora is.
Oh, I thought he was molested by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but the cool thing is he's wearing his hat. He's trying to rest like a cowboy. With the black hat.
Yeah.
It's like,
really, like taking a nap.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a siesta there, Pedro.
Yeah. He likes, like, he'd use that hat to drink water from a stream.
In between scavenging, or what do you call it? Sifting.
Yeah. Sifting for gold in the hat.
Oh, the weekend's here and he's pregnant.
That guy's so big.
I wish there was a picture of that.
There's a cross between The Weeknd and CeeLo Green.
Why is he wearing skin-tight jeans?
I think he bought those jeans like 35, 40 pounds ago.
No. Some guys don't give a shit. They'll go with the skinny jeans even when they're
like
heavy.
Yeah, he's like Yamanika.
I can't do it.
Style.
Yeah, just bombastic.
Bombastic.
Oh, look at that. Even the security... One black guy in Toronto. Security's got to go over by him.
You're right.
CeeLo. Man. Over-stylish, I'd say this guy is.
Yeah. He's more like C-High. That was terrible.
Fanny pack.
He doesn't give a fuck, but he also does give a fuck. He's also, like, dressed up.
Major fuck.
Yeah. The shaved, like, the half hawk.
I don't not like his hair.
I don't not like it. It's actually great.
I like
it. He does look like The Weeknd. Like a casual Weeknd.
But I'm not a fan of skinny jeans on fat people.
Fat people. I love Yamanika. Remember when we went to see Tag?
Yeah.
Screening. And Yamanika's wearing this, the craziest suit I've ever heard of. And, he's going to say something. No, maybe not. And I was like, where did you get that? She goes, the store. I mean, it's like a one-piece leotard, just striped blues. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Yam. You don't get that at a regular store. You know what I'm asking. And she goes, yeah, I got it online.
Where do you think I got it?
TJ Larson.
TJ Maxx.
Me and Jay Larson were doing a podcast at a school, like, yard. And they came over like, you guys are adults and you really can't be here. The security guards came over like, what's going on here? What's going on here? Hey?
This girl, the back of hers, look, going up the stairs. The back of that sweater will tell you she's not wearing a bra. That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. You gotta see her cleave. You know, it's almost cleavage day. Tomorrow's gonna be 73 degrees.
Really?
But I don't think it's gonna be a real cleavage day because it's not gonna be sunny, but I'm definitely gonna get outside.
It's also a Monday.
It's a Monday.
73 tomorrow?
73.
What at night?
55.
Is it getting, it's almost getting AC time. Gotta sleep in the cold.
Yeah.
Cannot sleep in the hot.
Really? Dia's always like that. He needed his thermostat to go down to 60 or he wouldn't sleep in the hotel. Like, gotta be something better.
I could do 65 in a hotel when it goes. What do you keep it at?
79.
Nuh-uh.
No.
No way. No. That'd be the most Jewish thing I've ever heard you say.
I'm like, oh, my parents. It's like too hot in the summer, too cold in the winter.
Oh, man. Yeah. My step-pop, like, changed with age.
Yeah.
He was like a very, like, keep the house freezing and thing. And now he's a very, like, keep it warm.
I don't mind keep the house freezing if it's consistent the whole way through. If my parents are, like, freezing in December, freezing in June. We crank the AC in June. Yeah. But it's like, no, it's just cheapness. It's hot in June and freezing in December.
So they don't use the
AC.
Which
means you're, like, barely using it. Barely using both.
That's hilarious. They're just skimping on both.
Yeah, it's like, this has nothing to do with the way you like to sleep.
You know, as you say this now, I feel like I have to check the weather
in New York
for the week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm going to have to get these goddamn...
I'm hoping it gets warm one more time before I move so I can have one more good barbecue, outdoor barbecue.
At your place, yeah.
I can't do it tomorrow. But, like, in, like, the September 25th week, that would be great.
One more BBQ.
Jay, what about the feeling of when you get home and then you got to get in a cab or something like that, but you land in New York, whatever, or Philadelphia, you know, when you grew up, that feeling you get of like, I'm done.
Yeah. It's a real heavy payoff. Yeah, look at that. 74.53.
Damn.
But then it goes back. I'll tell you what. So, yeah, you can definitely get through a weekend here.
Yeah. That's 73 day. I'll help you, but that's because everybody's sick. That's when they're like, yeah, we're done with coats. And you go out and it's 55, you're like, fuck.
But yeah, there's back down to the 40s at night stuff.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Let's just say my point is I could buy myself a few more.
What?
A week or so before I got to worry about putting in ACs.
Where do you have them now?
We put them in the basement of our building. Our super lets us put them down there. But, you know, really at your own risk.
What? Anybody can take them?
No, not really anybody can really take it, but I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just a gross, dank basement.
Spiderwebby.
So, yeah, exactly. It's like if you bring it up and there's...
You're like, I don't like being down here.
Yeah. If you bring it up and there's like a family of rats living in it, that's not his problem.
It's like, yeah.
That's more or less what he says.
Sounds like where they get in there.
Although, since I've become the Avenger of the building, they do treat me with more respect
what
in the halls.
The Avenger of the building?
Well, I got into the thing with the Santa Claus guy at SantaCon. I've
building?
Never told you this.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
No.
They got into a fight in my building?
No.
Yeah, it was great.
What?
I'll tell you. I've said it on things before, but it's. I'll
Jay,
tell you.
By the way, you should also know at home listening or in your cars, Jay is a gentle guy, but
Very.
3 years, he's gonna lose it. when that drunk guy like walked past his car and just slammed on the hood. It's okay, and then you got out of your car and punched him.
Yeah,
it's so not like you, but you went for it.
Yeah, there's just listen.
And get back in the car. Let's go. Let's go.
Look, it's a measured risk,
yeah.
For sure. When you know who punched my car, like
right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like if I was going through like you know the Bronx and even like
Godfrey punched your car, you're like hey, man, fucking that's not cool.
No, maybe just a Godfrey.
Yeah,
I'd get out.
Godfrey, Jack, dude.
Sure. Absolutely, but just a Godfrey.
Godfrey tank top, so you can see the guns.
Yeah, I
probably still get out.
Yeah, I get out for a Godfrey.
Hey, how you doing? We're on the way home. That's Jay. I'm Ari.
But we do have one more chance. We could probably suck some tits before we get on the plane.
Yeah, we can get in there. The girls' bathroom is making it weird, but this family bathroom would be a great place for some tits sucking.
Girls' bathroom would be a little odd.
Not everybody's into it, you know. You see,
I got one on one thing. No matter what, I would do it. But if it was Godfrey and like
a drunk other guy, drunk Artie, with drunk Godfrey,
even like a skinny guy,
like, nah.
Whatever, I'd still be like, yeah, they're clearly looking for trouble,
right.
So they know something I don't know. You know what
okay,
I mean? Like,
okay, I'll give you that.
The guy who punched the thing was just like an average build white dude, and his friend who was an average, and they were both like doofishly, like you know, giggly and whatever about it. So I was like, they're drunk for sure, and I was like, this is going to be an easy. Shot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he wailed my car, like punched it.
Yeah. And you punched it.
So I was like, so I'm gonna go out and knock. Yeah.
Wow.
But and then so yeah, the Santa Claus thing.
I wonder if he woke up just going like, oh yeah, No, I did punch that guy's
butt. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't do that. Well,
I remember him coming. Oh, the guy's car I punched coming at me, and then I don't remember anything after that.
Yeah, it was sort of a blur. This guy. So SantaCon. You know what that is in New York when it's the shittiest day of the year. I won't be in town for it ever again.
You intentionally go out for it. I think the stand is like, we will not allow you in if you're wearing those red things.
No, right. But I'm saying, I personally, I won't be in town for it ever again.
I don't know. I don't ever plan for it until it's there.
I know.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, I don't get the word.
Drunk in the street at 3 p.m.
Earlier. So at 8 p.m., I'm getting ready to go to the stand pop-up show.
Yeah.
8 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? I'm heading over there. And I walk out, huh?
Got beer dandruff.
I walk out of, just drive in the winter.
Maybe, yeah.
I walk out of my apartment, not the building, my apartment, first floor, back of the room.
Still in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hear there's a girl who like scurries up the steps when I walk out. We're on the first floor, you know. And then also there's like a little corner. So the way the hallway goes, it's the front door, straight long hallway, and then just like an ever so slight, like a 1 foot kind of like turn, you know, kind of like zigzags for a foot. Can you picture what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this guy was in the corner, so all I see is like his shoulder when I come out, but it looks like a weird, it looks like what I thought was like, this guy's so drunk, he's like sleeping against the wall with his head, and then I was like, wait. I'm like, come on, dude, is this guy... And I go over there, and I'm like, this guy's pissing. But pissing, like, on people's packages and mail. And I come out, and I go, dude, are you fucking pissing in my hallway? Like, I don't know. You don't know what to
say.
Inside? Yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And I was like, motherfucker, what? I'm cursing. And then Christine comes out. This is the best part, because while the guy's pissing, you don't want to do anything, because I don't want to get pissed on me.
Sure.
So Christine comes out, and she goes, what's going on? I go, the guy's pissing. I could just like angrily wait, and he's just waiting for him. And I'm like literally going, I'm like, when he's done,
and he just keeps doing it.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, when he puts his dick away, I'm gonna hit him. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him in front of his, and put him in his own piss, and
make him smell like a dog.
And while he's doing, his girlfriend comes down. That was the girl who ran upstairs, and she's like, "We're sorry. He's just like, he's drunk or whatever." And he's like, "He is drunk, but he's like talking." He's not doing like, he's not doing that. He's just like, yeah, dude. He's like, I'm sorry, man. Like, yeah. I go, no, like, sorry is not going to be all right on this. You're pissing all people's, I'm just cursing them. I'm furious. And while when the girl comes down, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I go, yeah, dude, you know what actually what I'm going to do? Is I go, let's go. And I grab him by his fucking jacket or whatever, his shirt. His collar, basically, and I drag him out of the building, and I go, I'm taking him to the cops. We live across the street from the police station. I go, it's easy enough. He's pissing on people's shit. Do I bring him to the cops? Man, and I'll say it on everything I can. I've blasted on my radio show, so I have no fear, and I welcome them to come talk to me about it.
Yeah.
The 9th Precinct in New York City is a bunch of bumbling boobs.
Those are the ones
idiots.
Who wouldn't fix the guy who's shitting on your stoop.
Yeah.
I've asked, they're like, what do you want me to do?
Ask them
like,
for help.
Something in your power to stop this guy shitting where I live. I
helped him. Four problems in 5 years I've ever gone to them with. Two of them, not my problem. I just like being like, look, guys, there's a drunk guy outside who's literally going to wander in the traffic. You might want to like grab and put him in the drunk. They go, well, we'll call it in. I go, no, but you guys are here.
This guy's gonna
wander off. I'm like, you should get him because I'm telling you, like that kind of problem.
Like, I'm calling it in right now.
Hey, there's a guy who jerks off in his window every day. You might want to look into that. Nothing.
Okay, I will tell you, they're not great with bodily fluids, but they're 95%. They catch rapists at the 9th Precinct, so it's a give and take. Better than any other precinct in the country with catching rapists, but they are terrible at dealing with people shitting, pissing, or jerking off in anyone's vicinity. They're not good on that.
So, the Santa Claus guy, I bring him over there, and they're doing right away because I'm holding him by his collar. They're doing like the, whoa, 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 what's going on here kind of, and you're like, yeah, I'm like, this guy was just inside my building. He's hammered.
Yeah.
He's pissing all over mail and everything in my book. What? And they just take him right away.
What?
And they bring him into the, kind of like, you know, there's two sets of doors at that police station. They bring him in between so I could see him still. And the cop's talking to him, and the guy's like, you know, saying what I can't hear him at all. But we're just waiting there because I'm like, well, what? Do they need me to make a statement? What's the thing? They're gonna... And they come out, and just with this tone, dude, I swear to you, they go, you're done. You're all done.
To you?
Yeah. And Christine, my girlfriend, they go, you're all done. I go, well, what do you mean I'm all done? They go, yeah, you're done. You don't have to do anything else here. I go, well, I want to make sure. What are you going to do to them? They go,
yeah.
What do you want us to do to them? I go, I don't know, man. Like, arrest him?
Punish him?
For, like, you know, pissing on. They go, what do you want us to arrest him for? I go, dude.
Again?
I'm like, how many things here?
What do you think?
How about exposing himself to my girlfriend? How about urinating and destroying federal, you know, mail?
Mail. I got to put this thing on. Yeah, time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
51.
Yep. I go, how about federal mail and stuff, right? And yeah. Will we do anything for you?
No, you're good.
You know, these number of things. And they go, all right, well, we'll take care of it. Don't you worry about it. And it's so funny. I see this. I go, guys, if you waiting for me to walk away, because I'm like, why is he still in between the doors over there? I go, if you're waiting for me to walk, I'm telling you, I live right over there. If you're waiting for me to walk away so you can let this guy go, I'm telling you, I'm going to get him and I'm going to beat the shit out of him. So I'm trying to do the right thing.
I go,
I swear to you, they go, you're an angry guy, bud. I go, I am angry. I go, dude, I don't know what the fuck the problem is at the station. I was like, I asked you guys for help a handful of times, and you've laughed at me and treated me like an asshole every time I've asked you.
I live on a block with a fucking precinct there. It should be the safest block where everything's super clean and taken care of.
And then every couple months, you know, they switch cops up different places. A cop comes over there and is like, Big J, man. That's how you live on this block? That's so cool. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm going to hate you in a week. Like, you guys, you've just got it lined up with the worst precinct. Yeah. But anyway, so that didn't happen that night. I'm saying every couple months when that happens. But anyway, so I start yelling at the guys. I go, you know what, man, to the cops. I'm like, you guys are fucking worthless. I go, I don't know what the point of you being on this block is. You've never helped. You've never done anything to make this block safe other than take up a bunch of parking, take up several parking spots with garbage. And then you put up gate. By the way, I love this. This is a new thing I've done with the cops. I have a car now. What?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll come up the block and there's just gating. Like, you know, like the like line gates that you set people up. Whatever. Like just iron gating.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Barriers?
Barriers, yeah. Exactly. They'll keep one in like a parking spot.
For?
A gate. For when someone comes, a cop that wants to park right in front of this thing.
So just move.
I can't. Loud, really? And obnoxiously. And Christine's always doing the same thing. She's like, Jay, what do you think? Like, they're looking at you. I go, yeah, they know they're looking at me. And they're not saying anything. You know why? Because they can't do this.
Yeah.
It's illegal. You can't just take... So why can't I do that? Why can't I just go put up cones in front of our house? Yeah. It's the same thing and be like, yeah, I park here. I called it.
No, we're good because we're the cops.
So I looked at them. And I loudly... I'm always like moving the gates and shit. So I'm like... But anyway, I was going at them that night with the Santa Claus thing. The guy, Christine's going to me. She's like tugging on me, going like, Jay, you can't talk to cops. I gotta go. No, absolutely I can. Actually, I go, you know what, for the first time in my life ever, I don't have a warrant. I don't have anything like weighing on me. I don't have ticket, unpaid ticket. I'm clear.
Yeah.
Legally I am in the good. I go, so I'm, no, fuck them. I absolutely can say these things. And they go, you're a pretty angry guy, dude. I go, what are you doing with this guy? What are you gonna do with him? Tell me what the big plan is to do. He definitely did illegal stuff tonight, so what are you going to do? And they go, we're going to take him to the hospital. What do you think about that? I go, I think you're lying. And they go, lying? I go, yeah. I don't think you're taking him to the hospital. In fact, I know you're not taking him to the hospital. The hospital for what? Damn, dude. Keep going. You're an angry guy. And this was like, I literally was like, fuck you guys. And I went and I stood on my step. And I watched them let him go. I just watch him send him, and they point to him to go the other direction on the street, and he walks off. Dude, then what I would consider to be, flew like a gazelle down that block.
No way. After him?
Which is hilarious, because he was all the way at the end. I don't know how slow I was running, but I thought I started running as soon as they let him go, which was probably...
Did you pass them?
So on my side of the street, which is the opposite side of the cup. But yeah, I passed
them. You passed them, yeah.
Well, dude, it gets way better than that. I catch up to the guy.
I went too fast on this. I started too soon.
Why?
Because at 16, I just realized they're still getting off.
But they're just getting off. Yeah. We're supposed to be boarding in four minutes or so.
I looked at 20 time, but I didn't look at actual boarding.
Yeah, it's fine. Dude, I'll be honest with you, dude. If we're eighth, it's nothing. It's a small, small plane. It doesn't matter here. But what time is it? 50, 55? Yeah. So
feels like...
take home. When you call my name,
hey, it's like a little. We're just here for a little bit.
But we suck tits.
That's right.
So I watch him.
So
I run after him.
Past the cops on the other side.
Here's the best thing.
They didn't look at you?
Here's a fun tip. I don't know if they did, but here's a fun
you
tip.
You didn't look over at
no.
them? No. Okay, go
here's
ahead.
A fun tip, though. If you ever find yourself in a position in a physical altercation with me.
Yeah.
If you can get some real distance that I have to close.
Yeah.
If I have to close distance. What, dude, when I got to this guy, he could push me over with a feather easily. But luckily, he was just still, like, afraid.
Yeah.
I still had him, like, worked up enough that I was, you know, that I was like, what? I was like, motherfucker. You're going to fucking come back in there. You're going to fucking clean that up with your fucking shirt or whatever. You're going to clean that piss out of my hallway, motherfucker. I'm, like, cursing at him. And the girlfriend's like, why are you doing it? I'm like, fuck you. I'm calling her a cunt and whatever. And then, and he got a little, like, when I called her a cunt, he's like, come on, man. Like, that's the only time he'll ever, like, stick up at all. Everything else is him just, like, eating
like,
the shit.
You're putting me in a bad spot.
Yeah,
I'm
so
wrong about the pissing, but...
I grab him by the collar again and drag him, like, in tow behind me back to the apartment.
Past the cop station.
This time, past the cops. Now, a part of me dragged him past the cop station to be example. Like, I tell you what's going to happen. I was like, guys, handle this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not okay with you letting him go. Then I'm pressing charges or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So I walk by them and obnoxiously I go, don't worry, guys. I'll handle it, I guess. And this, I swear to you, this is the only murmurings from the cops I heard. Without moving, none of them moving at all. They went, oh, geez, good Lord. And I was like, in my mind, as soon as I passed.
You could have killed that guy.
You echoed my exact words. I said to Christine right after that.
They just let you like.
I go, you know what's crazy? I go, what if I'm a lunatic and I'm bringing them both back?
That state. You're mad as hell.
Sure. But I go, but I'm not going to kill anybody.
What if
something.
You smash his fucking head into it a little bit?
Nah, I just wouldn't have done anything. I would have killed him.
It looks like
someone
who would have.
Sure. Oh, yeah. The cops should have. In my mind, the cops, I thought, were going to grab the whole situation. What's going on? I go, I need this guy to come back and fucking clean it with his. I don't care if he licks it up, but he's cleaning it right now. Yeah. And what could they have argued about that? But they just went, oh, geez. Oh God. And then as I thought about that, I go, if I kill these people, I go, in some way, the cops have to be responsible. The parents of that kid should be able to sue
like,
the cops.
Like, I took this guy. He pissed on my stuff. I took him to the cop station. I said, what are you doing? They said, whatever, you're done. And I said, if you let him go, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. And they're like, okay. And then get out of here. And then they let him go. And then I grabbed him, walked him past the cops.
Past the cops.
And beat the shit out of him. And they're like, wait, what?
So I didn't beat the shit out of him.
But they also got to go to jail.
Yeah, yeah. So I bring him back inside. And when I bring him back inside, Bob, our superintendent, comes down.
Yeah.
Old Russian guy. Like, it's great. I love Bob. And I'm yelling because I feel bad for him. And I go, this fucking guy, I'm pointing him out to him.
He's wearing a Santa outfit?
Huh?
He's wearing a Santa outfit?
It's just a hat. He's had a hat on at this point. But he's like a leather jacket or something. Yeah. And so he's like an inch or two taller than me maybe. And like, but I'm like, I'm so angry. I'm telling Bob, our superintendent, I'm like, Bob, like this guy. And then Bob brings a whole new level of anger to me because he starts explaining it from the angle of like all these young people live in the building now. This was somebody visiting someone. They also wouldn't tell us who they were visiting or whatever.
Right.
But they wouldn't tell us who they were visiting. But Bob's going like, you know, you piece of shit kids. He's like, you come in, parties every weekend. He goes, what do you think? I'm a piece of shit. Because he talks about it's not the first time he's cleaned up piss in the hallway. He said like food, beer cans, puke, shit, all kinds of stuff in the hallway. But these kids, he goes, you think this is what I'm worth?
Because the East Village now is just college kids now, more and more.
Yes.
They don't give a shit. They don't live there.
Their parents pay the money.
They're just staying there for a year.
Yep, yes. Absolutely, in and out.
Yeah.
So I see Bob brings a whole new level of like making me feel like even angrier at this guy. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It's like because Bob's not even going to let you clean it. He wants to clean it his way, so it's done right.
Right.
So Bob just goes, just get the fuck out of here, like to the guy. And then I go, this was my favorite part of Bob. I go, Bob, I go, I swear to God, right now, I go, if you go turn off the cameras, I'll beat the shit. I'll beat this guy and leave him snoring in his own piss. And Bob just goes, for a simplest thing, he just goes, yeah. And I was like, yeah, dude. I took my jacket off. And then I started going towards it. Bob just goes. He goes, no. He goes, I don't want you to get in trouble. He goes, get the fuck out of here to the guy and the girl. He said, get the fuck out of here. And what he did was he put his hands on the shoulder of the guy and the girl.
And when he put his hand on the girl's shoulder to kind of give him like a little, like, he wasn't shoving them at all. It was just like a turning them around, like, go. You know, so that's when the guy had his first tinge of, like, you know, I kind of like knocked Bob's hand away and like shoved at Bob. He's like, hey, don't do that with her. Okay, so I found the thing that gets this guy wound up at all. So I just went over there and I just like got like forehead to forehead with this chick. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, you dumb fucking cunt, why don't you get this faggot at it? You know, whatever. I'm just saying the inflammatory things. Yeah. And then he just like, I mean, he couldn't have He couldn't have more gently put his hand on my shoulder with like a, hey man, please don't do it. And when he put his hand on my shoulder, I just like grabbed him and like,
what?
And I, so this is funny.
What?
So I hit him down the hallway. And he went through the...
What do you mean hit him down the hallway?
I was like hitting him in the chest and stuff, like down the hallway, trying to get him to like do something back at all, which he was not doing. And then as I got to the end of the block, I just the last time I like fucking hit him in the like chest basically. And he went, you know, our front door is glass top, metal bottom.
Yeah.
He goes through the glass at the top.
Oh, no.
Shatters it.
No. So now Bob's got to clean that up, too.
So immediately what goes through my head is, this had to look so funny to a drunk guy, too, who's getting beat up, essentially, or at least tossed around, you know, is this glass breaks. And I immediately start, like you know, hitting myself in the head and, like, kind of jumping. I have so much adrenaline, but I'm also just immediately, my first thing, and what you just said, was I just go, I've just made this 100 times worse than it was. And so I hit him and I go, I'm like, God damn it. I'm like jumping, like, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Dude, this guy, it looks like, to this dude who just had this, in his mind, he's kind of like, why is this so not mellow? Like, he's so drunk, you know what I mean? That, like, when all that's going on, now he sees a guy who just did this to him, is now going, now this is going to go, like, I don't want to kill him. Don't make me kill him, voices in my head. Because it was such like a dramatic reaction of, like, God damn it. I'm like, if I fucked Bob's night up so much now. And Christine comes in, and she's just like, what are you, just get out of here. Like, run for your lives, basically. And they fucking ran off. And I'll tell you what, though, Bob was mega cool, man. He was like, he was so cool. He's like, I appreciate you actually like jumping in and doing that, man. He's like, I came right away with like the, I'm like, dude, tell me the cost of getting it fixed tonight, the, whatever the extra speedy delivery is, and what if get the better glass. I go, I'll pay for all of it. I'm an idiot. I should have done. And he was just like, the building will pay. I thank you. He was like, he was so like, he really like liked that I kind of did that.
Oh, that's what you mean, but now that you're the Avenger.
Yeah. The vigilante, the bill. When I'm home on a weekend, next weekend I'm home. Hopefully I'll be like out and about enough of the night to not have it be a big deal. But any weekend I'm home now at this point, at some point I'm becoming like the old man. A couple weeks ago, we were home on like a Friday or Saturday, like, you know, 8 o'clock. It's just amateur hour. They're young, you know, so you could hear two girls having this loud conversation right out front of my door that came down from upstairs, one of the other apartments. They're being loud in the hall, and I hear them start like doing the, where I start, like, they're being kind of shitty. I hear them, like, I hear things being kicked around, and one's going, I don't think you're supposed to kick people's like packages. I mean, I think it's like illegal or something. And the girl, I'm looking through the porthole thing, the little people. And I'm
oh,
like,
I love that.
I look at that, and I see the girl goes, says, fuck that, that, that. It's like fuck. And it's like, you know, she's looking at a name like Mary something something, like, fuck it. And like stomping on her package or something. And I just came out and just like yell at them. And they it's funny being 41 and they fall in line like in their early 20s. They're just like, sorry, you're right.
I'm like, you're the old man.
I'm like, who? But I am the old man. But I am so curious. I'm just like, I'm telling you, at 20 years old, 19, 17 years old, I'm not saying I didn't do mischievous things, and fuck, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have been like in the inside. I wouldn't have visited a friend and gone with their neighbors and been like, "Fuck your package," and like done things. I didn't vandalize people's like belongings, really, or not. Like, I just didn't do that. I don't know. I always had a sense of like, accidentally. We used to break into my grandmother had a tenant downstairs. It was my uncle's friend. He's rented a room from her, but he used to lock it because I think he got a sense that we would go in there and he had like porno and stuff, and we would like take his pornos and watch him and shit.
Yeah.
And then one day he locked the door. He started locking the door, and it's one of those like, I wanted that porn.
and I couldn't figure out how to get in. And like, so I took whatever the dumb move was. I took scissors.
Yeah, and picked and the put lock.
The thing is, someone told me you could pick those kind of locks with scissors. What they mean is, you can do it with a butter knife too. You know, like those like balsa wood doors.
Oh, straight down.
Where, no, but you go like not straight down. Basically, what you got to do is you could take a scissors or a butter knife and like. If you get the bolt that goes across, because it's such a flimsy thing, you just basically are trying to like
push
the bolt back, and yeah. It's pretty easy to do. And but that's not, I didn't know what he meant, so I put the fucking slimmest part of the scissor in the keyhole. Of course, it broke off, Of course, we got caught that we did that and stuff. You know what I mean? But like, so. We vandalized, like, that's the kind of, like, conniving. But never, I would never have gone in there and be like,
just for no reason.
It won't be funny if we piss in his, like, in his laundry. I gotta be like, what are you doing? No, that's not funny on any level.
No, right, absolutely not.
So infuriating.
I just got so high.
High?
Yeah.
Oh, you're smoking the thing.
A couple hits off that weed.
So lucky.
Yeah, but.
Lucky?
You can do it in an airport, right? Can you smoke vape?
No.
What about Jules? What about just. In the airport? We are.
Come on.
Loop 8.
Leave that thing on.
Trolley.
And retrieve it in the same manner as you're coming off the plane in JFK.
Do they use words just a little off? Like, we would never use the word trolley.
They're saying trolley for your bag. Yeah.
What? Trolley. Yeah, I guess so. All right, well.
Should we go over there now and do the... This guy might need a little bit of extra time.
Yeah, if you want. It's so embarrassing, though.
I'll tell you what, there's so few people on this flight. Yeah. It's a small plane, so we'll just leave it alone. It's abhorrent behavior. Abhorrent.
This is a really fun trip. I'm glad we did it.
It's been a blast, dude. Thank you for having me.
It was way more fun to hang out.
And
we never finished talking about that fucking meal. You feel like you're floating with a no light. After like 20 seconds or so, or 30 seconds, it was this weird feeling of like...
I maybe got five successful... Of three courses.
Yeah.
I'd say I had five successful forkfuls.
It was so infuriating.
But you fun as hell. But laughing. Because I'll tell you what, you'd feel a pile of food.
Yeah. I feel like those were small forks,
what
too.
They were. But what I had, stabbing wasn't... a great option for the kind of food. I had a very ricey foods.
I was trying to scoop for a while until I realized the stab would work for a fork. And then I was like, oh, dude, I told him, like, the stab works. And he's like, no, I have mostly rice.
Yeah, so I'm doing a scoop. So you feel a pile. And then when you do the scoop, you just start to realize that all you're doing is shoving the pile over. But you definitely feel you got under it. And you're like, your mind tricks you. Like, there's weight. There's weight on this. And you go, nothing.
Slowly take it. And
like,
then you
like two grains
metal.
Of rice. Yeah.
Dude, even when you got 2 grains of rice, it was like, all right, something.
Food.
Yeah. And then every, like, 20th time you tried that, you just get, like, a massive amount of food. And you're like, oh, all right.
Food. Dude, this has been, I appreciate you having me on it, man. It was fucking, the pop from the audience was fucking great.
Yeah, it was cool. People were fucking cheering. They were, like, fist shaking, like, yes.
They were excited. Yeah.
Cool.
They got the twofer.
Yeah, it was
a bonus.
What'd you say? People like outside were like telling people like the diners outside where they were like switching spots.
Yeah.
You know, going in like Big J open. Yeah, it was fun. All right, let's put it away.
Yeah, I'm. I've been Jay Oakerson. This is Ari Shaffir, and we suck tits.
We suck tits. Thank you for those. If you're looking for it, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like everybody needs it.
Check out the Degenerates.
Degenerates. Go to netflix.com/netflix or on your television as netflix.netflix and look at the Degenerates. Jay is his first special on there. Also on there Joey Diaz and Brad Yam and everybody.
You can catch Double Negative also.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll, all right. That's sandwich now. What about airport food?
Airport food?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm about to turn off my fucking bone stimulator. Forget that. Let's see.
Okay, that's the episode. I am now in Toronto. No. That's where we were. I'm now in Portland, Oregon. Just did a podcast with Chuck Palahniuk. Palahniuk. About the Cacophony Society. That's going to fucking knock your tits off. It just inspired me to fucking... Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. Actually, that goes with the interview I just did. And this. That band Lilum. It's not... What I'm into, what I'm really gets me off, what really gets me going, I've said this before, it's perfect performance. It's fucking going for it. I was at Firefly, and we saw, fuck, you know what? I want to look up so I don't get the bands wrong. But we saw the Killers, and they weren't headlining. They weren't headlining. Fireflyfestival.com. Okay, here it is. They were not headlining. It was Saturday. Eminem is headlining. Killers are second to last. Lil Wayne's before that. And Lil Wayne... Look, I don't know what he normally is like, but I was with somebody who says he's seen him before at Glastonbury, fucking kill. And this looked like he was phoning it in. And that guy said he didn't seem like he wanted to be there either, my friend Leon. He was like, I don't think he wants to be here. And then the Killers went on in the same main stage and destroyed. And granted, they have a great fucking catalog of music, but so does Lil Wayne. And so does Eminem, who went after him, who was just good. But that's when the acid was fucking kicking. But the Killers crushed. He said this thing. Brandon something, I forget his name, the lead singer of the Killers. He goes, you know, he said something along like, this side of the room gets me, and this whole side of the place. He goes, I don't think you're there with me yet. He goes, I think you need to be seduced. But he goes, but I'm gonna seduce you. And he did, you guys. He was a fucking rock star. He showed he was a rock star. Brandon Flowers. And he fucking, it was just, he went for it. And that's why I like at a performance. And that band was like, they fucking went for it. Lilum. I'm not even a metal fan, but I was like, hell yes. They fucking go for it. So it fucking got me. It inspired me to fucking, it always does that. And this interview I just did with Chuck Palahniuk, man, it makes me want to fuck with people now. The kind of shit, all right, I'll get into it. No, I'm not going to save for that. But he's a writer, if you don't know him, from Fight Club and from... Choke and a bunch of tons of other shit, but yeah, you hear about I want to do pranks on people now. Oh, but here's what I really liked about Lilum. Okay, so I've said this before, I think, but my biggest problem with the state of stand-up is now is that all these comics were like, I don't want Trump to get elected, but if he does, at least I'll have a shitload of material. And then he got elected, and I've said this before, and then no comic does any material. They don't do it. And it's not like he's been well-behaved. It's not like Trump's been a model citizen, like, oh, man, I really thought he was going to be more out there. I really thought I'd be able to, you know, do bits about this, but he's just been so boring. It's not like that at all. Trump has been fucking crazy. And so all these comics just make serious points. You're going away from your art form when you can use your art form to make points. You know, I mean, that's what Chuck did with fucking Fight Club. It's like, let me fuck society through my novel. That's when I saw Roger Waters. He fucks with Trump while he's still playing music. He's letting it be part of the experience. He doesn't like stop and say, you guys, we got to overthrow this government. He's doing it. Fuck the police. They didn't stop and say, hey, guys, the police are a real issue. They made a fucking song about it that nobody took seriously. But now when you listen to what Pete Johansson says, now you go back and listen to those fucking old school, you know, rap and stuff. And you're like, oh, the police really were shitty to them. It's not just like this idea. Fuck the police to be dangerous. Like they're like, oh, that we really don't like these people. And so this band, Lilum, it's a feminist lead singer. And that's what their songs are about, some of them. Fuck the right. Let it burn. That's that song I just played. Let it burn.
where it's about burning down the patriarchy. And I don't give a shit about what you're into as an artist. I don't care. You know, going in, I'm like, I'm not looking for music about this stance or about that stance or comedy about this stance or about that stance. What I want is to see you do it with the technical aspects, have that shit down and fucking crush it and have a message. If you have, I don't care what your message is. It might be travel more. It might be, you know, fuck the right. It might be, you know, murder an ex-girlfriend. It might be to love. Whatever it is, do it through the art form. And when I see that done, Ali Wong did it with her first special on Netflix. I didn't see the second one, so I don't know. But it was like she had this full circle thing where she made this point, but she didn't stop. She didn't stop and do it. She fucking did it. And when you see something like really hit it, get their message across in their art form, I fucking love it. And that's what Lil'em was. That was what that band was. They're fucking saying this liberal, I guess feminist agenda shit while fucking rocking your tits off. So thank you, that band, Lil'em, for fucking getting me, filling me with the idea that's like, you know, performance art can be good again. It can have a message and still be solid art form. Thank you for hopefully showing me what I can do with my comedy. And maybe if other comics see you, maybe they'll fucking stop taking a break from stand-up to say a message and instead fucking make their message through stand-up. Make jokes about it. Anyway, wrap up this episode. First of all, thank you, Casper Mattresses. If you guys are, go to casper.com/skeptic. And yeah, whatever. Get yourself a bed. If you're a mattress and frame and everything. If you guys do go, if you're looking for a mattress, don't fucking buy a mattress for no reason. But if you're looking for one, and this gets going, later we can do more ads. We could do fuck stories of the old Casper. All right. So just so you know, postscript, wrap up on all this shit. Me and Jay, as soon as we wrapped up that episode, our flight got delayed and they said, it's being delayed. And we said at the airport, we're like, all right, what's going to be the line? What time would they have to tell us we're leaving before it's worth it for us to just go rent a car and fucking go? And this is all done in the opening segment of us in the car. Jay was talking about this. And then it fucking happened. And we said, anything more than 4 hours, we'll just go get a car because it's going to take fucking 8 to drive home. Anything more than 6 hours. But they didn't – that's it, 6 hours. But they didn't do that. They said hour and a half delay or 2 hour delay. And he's like, should we go for it? I'm like, it's going to put us home way later if we do it now. Then it got delayed another hour and then another – it was 6 hours late. And if they had just told us before we left for the hotel, we could have been home in our beds way before we got to the fucking airport in New York. We've been home 2 hours early, 3 hours early. But they didn't. Full circle, you guys. Full fucking circle. The show was great. They fucking love Big J. Toronto, I'm never going to not put you on my tours for hours. Seriously, one of my favorite cities in the world. Here's an early memory of me from Toronto. I was hanging out with this girl that I think later hooked up with, and we're just, I think this might have been the thing that sent it over the top, actually. We were just talking after a show, a comedian, and this dude walked past, and it was early. I wasn't as big as I am now. I wasn't even close. I wasn't anything. And he goes, are you Ari Shaffir? I'm telling you, Toronto's always been supportive. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, dude, can I smoke pot with you? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess. And this chick is watching. It's like, what is this? And I'm like, sure, I guess. And he's like, took his backpack off, took out a joint. What a fucking mensch this guy was. Lit the joint, passed it to me. We smoked back and forth a couple times. I can't remember if the chick did as well. And then he goes, that's cool, man. And I was like, all right, here's your joint. He goes, no, I'll keep it. Smoke the rest. And he walked off. Dude, I told that to my agent, and he was like, dude, you got to get some – some weed merch. And that's when I started doing Grinders on the road because of that dude in Toronto. They've always been supportive, and that show was, both shows were fucking killer. They lost their minds. People were fist pumping, like harder than Jordan after he hit that shot over Craig Elo. Was that Craig Elo? Against the Cavs way back. They were yes, yes. It was such a fucking great surprise for them. So, I mean, obviously I would have been happier if they all were like, who? Would have been a better story, but for the show, they were fucking tits out. Steve Simone is going to be open for me in Portland tonight, and tomorrow, and Seattle on Saturday. And then Adrian Appalucci is coming with me to Cleveland. She's so fucking dark and killer. Don't forget, get tickets. Calgary next week, Cleveland the week after. This is all May stuff. And Omaha the 17th and 18th. That's my May. Columbus in June. Tickets at arithegreat.com. You guys, that's the episode. There was something else I was going to say, too. It wasn't about smuggling weed, and it wasn't about, I don't know. Well, watch Big J and the Degenerates. Don't forget, last time. Load up Netflix. Go on. Search for the Degenerates. He's the first one. You press play. He's the first one. Diaz is later. I forget where. But they're all there. But definitely watch Jay. It's just because he did this episode. I have this song that I wanted to play but it goes better in July. So that means I got to bring Jay back on just to use this fucking song I downloaded. I'm going to go out, I think, with a song that's just named Toronto, but it's a fucking cool Indian song. But anyway, that's the episode, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, all that jazz. I'm going hiking. Talk to you guys later. For Big J, I'm Ari Shaffir saying so long for Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 354, Fear of Flying. Goodbye, everybody. Oh, also, last question. Where can I get a shitload of drugs in Cardiff? I need, like... this is the wrong place to do this. Where can I... Okay. Keeping in mind that I'm not really on... I don't check my Twitter DMs and my Instagram DMs anymore. I have a lady. So when I send stuff to Twitter, Instagram, I send it to a lady. Unless it's less than 140 characters on Twitter, I can do that for my flip phone. But anything longer than that, any links... And anything on Instagram, I send it to a lady, my friend Kelly, and she posts it for me. I don't have the passwords. That's how little I trust myself. How cool for Big J to come with me too to Toronto, to forgo Omaha to like push up to another time and come with me on this fucking fun blast of a trip. And it was so much fun. The road is so much better when you're with somebody. Anyway, so I don't, keeping in mind, I don't check my DMs. I do check. Contact at arishaffir.com or my Facebook. I also check that. I need enough drugs for 5 people for 4 or 5 days. Let's say like that. I need MD. Oh, no, what do you guys call it? Mandy. That's the right way to say it. It sounds weird to me, but it's the right way to say it. Some shrooms, some acid, a bunch of weed. How do I get all that shit in Cardiff? I'm there for fucking 1 day. I get there, go to sleep, hang out all day, do my show, and then leave the next day. How do I get that shit before I go to where I'm going? If anybody knows somebody, it's so hard to do this and not. You know, get arrested, but I'm hoping this doesn't. Anyway, how do I do that? How do I buy those things? If you know of a way in Cardiff, Wales, let me know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the episode. Is there a teaser at the end? Nope. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good day, everybody. Next week, let's see. Next week, what episode should I put on? I don't know, but there'll be one next week. All right, bye. ਸਰਦਾਰਾ ਦੀ ਹੋ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੁੱਤੀ ਪਟਿਆਲਾ ਦੀ ਸਰਦਾਰਾ ਦੀ ਹੋ ਪੁੱਤ ਵੀ ਆ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਜੱਟ ਦਾ ਪੁੱਤ ਵੀ ਆ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਜੱਟ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਕੰਬਦਾ ਬੜਕ ਜਦ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਆ ਟੋਰੋਂਟੋ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਤੂੰ ਜੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਆ ਟੋਰੋਂਟੋ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਵੀ ਕਪਾਏ ਵਾਲਾ ਗੋਰੀਆਂ ਨਾ ਸਾਹ ਲੈਂਦੀਆਂ
could be